Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Been certified.
The Obama stimulus package.
We have to act now.
With GOP reservations.
The package paid for by our kids and grandkids.
And the Gaza fight leaves vital supplies running out.
In anybody's book, that is a humanitarian crisis.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The gavel comes down at noon in Washington to open the 111th Congress, and under highly unusual circumstances in the Senate, only 98 of the 100 seats will be filled because of an unsettled result in Minnesota and a disputed appointment in Illinois. More from CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The situation is more than a little bizarre. Roland Burris was appointed to fill Barack Obama's Senate seat by Governor Rod Blagojevich. Burris, who's not implicated in any wrongdoing, says he'll show up today to be sworn in.
What has been done here is legal. That's legal. I am the junior senator from Illinois.
Though their legal position seems shaky, Democratic leaders say the whole process is tainted, so they won't let Burris take office. There could be a partisan blow-up over Minnesota's Senate seat.
The race in Minnesota is over.
Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says former comic Al Franken won the recount, but Republican leader Mitch McConnell says there are still legal challenges.
The race in Minnesota is not over. Until the people in Minnesota say it's over.
Meaning two Democrats will be on the sidelines today when the others are sworn in. Bob, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, President-elect Obama has taken the wraps off an economic stimulus package that provides billions in tax relief to businesses. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Nick, it's not yet his presidential honeymoon. Call it a prenup agreement with Republicans.
The tone of the meeting went well, and look forward to working with the new president.
House GOP leader John Boehner, after hearing details of the plan, which includes more than $150 billion in tax breaks for businesses, as well as personal tax cuts exceeding $300 billion. Senate Republican Leader McConnell says
that clearly is appealing to virtually all Republicans from Maine to Mississippi.
Cost is a concern, but the president-elect predicts quick passage.
We have to act, and we have to act now.
And mindful of the outcry over the financial services bailout, he promises this package will include tough oversight.
The American people have a right to know how every dime of their money is spent.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, the president-elect has reached back to a key aide in the Clinton White House as his choice to run the CIA. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, a surprise pick?
Absolutely, Nick, and some key Washington players question the reported pick of Leon Panetta even before it's officially announced. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer says Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein made no secret of her view.
She was blindsided by the announcement, and she thought the office deserved a professional intelligence person.
Former CIA Chief James Woolsey says Panetta is qualified.
He can learn the intelligence business relatively quickly. The thing that really matters is calling it straight.
Panetta's certainly straight on one key issue. He has openly criticized harsh interrogation methods, Nick.
In the Gaza Strip, the fighting rages and conditions for the population deteriorate as Israel presses its operation against Hamas. The UN's Chris Gunness inside Gaza says civilian casualties are mounting and the necessities of life are either non-existent or rapidly running out.
When a million people don't have electricity, when over a quarter of a million people don't have running water, when all the hospitals are running 24 hours a day on emergency generators with just food supplies for days, not weeks, that is a humanitarian crisis.
So far, more than 500 Palestinians have been killed. The UN estimates more than 100 of the victims are civilians. 9 Israelis have died since the beginning of the operation. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem has more on Israel's offensive.
Israeli ground forces are pressing deeper into urban areas in Gaza, fighting fierce gun battles at close range with Hamas fighters. Israeli analyst Nachman Shai says Israel is achieving its aim of deterrence.
And you can build that deterrence only when you destroy the facilities and you kill as many as possible from the fighters.
Israel says it has killed more than 130 Hamas gunmen since the ground assault began on Saturday. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Five former Blackwater security employees are due in federal courts this afternoon to face manslaughter charges in the deaths of 17 Iraqi civilians more than 2 years ago. They're expected to plead not guilty. It's 5 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Carbon monoxide at an apartment complex near DU has killed one woman and sent another to the hospital. Rescue crews were called yesterday afternoon to the apartments on South Josephine.
We had two patients transported. It appears that the concentration of the carbon monoxide was confined to the third floor to several units.
Denver Fire's Phil Champagne, most residents are back in their apartments. Governor Ritter says he'll use the Legislative Council's budget forecast of a $600 million shortfall to form a state budget.
We'll look at how we get to that number if we need to get to the $600 million. And there's a variety of ways you can get there, but it's going to involve significant cutting into the base.
The governor has asked all state departments to submit plans to reduce spending by 10%. He says he doubts there will be an across-the-board cut of state services. The Denver Public Schools Board has been meeting since Saturday, charged with replacing outgoing Superintendent Michael Bennett.
All of us, our mission is to be able to provide the best education possible for the kids in Denver.
Board member Alex Sanchez telling Nine News the board does not plan to change the overall direction of the district, and board members say they don't know whether they'll hire an interim superintendent or fill the position permanently. The Frontier Airline Pilots Association has ratified a long-term labor agreement with the airline. That agreement extends certain wage and benefit concessions through December of 2011. The NTSB has recovered a third black box from the Continental jet that crashed on takeoff at DIA last month. Chief Investigator Bill English.
There is a recorder that records a lot of flight data in there, other than the normal flight data recorder that I think you're familiar with.
The plane wreckage is expected to stay at the airport through the month. Sports: Broncos interviewed Buccaneers defensive coordinator Raheem Morris yesterday. Today, they'll talk with Cowboys offensive coordinator Jason Garrett and their own offensive coordinator Rick Dennison. And the Nuggets beat Indiana by 20 points. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad start to this morning's commute as things around Denver and Boulder do get up and running. Now if you're still in your vacation mode, heading up into Summit County. Snow's falling along I-70 between Silverthorne and Vail. To the north, there's a car fire being reported. This is on the northbound side of I-25 near the Decono exit. Everybody's kind of humming by, but it is there. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your neighborhood Toyota dealers want to help you take care of the vehicle that takes care of you. Check out this month's service and parts mailer for a complimentary 25-point inspection. Get the right service at the right price by the right people.
The good news is that happiness is contagious.
So spread it around, everybody.
Randy Rose.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy, because that increases my chances of being happy by 15%. Did you know that? Study that came out said that happiness is contagious. But I do suspect that conservatives are working on a vaccine for it before they leave office. And I think that we've already received ours here at this location.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Afternoons 1 to 4.
It would be this never-ending cycle of happiness.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Lot to get to this morning. I say that every morning, don't I? Okay, I was lucky if I got on and said there's nothing to get to this morning. 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today, going to be 43. It wasn't that cold out this morning on the way in. Yeah, what would happen if I just got on and said, you know, listen, there's nothing to talk about. Don't even bother. But there is. There's a lot going on. There's always a lot going on in one sense or another. We're going to talk to a guy. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, because I expressed this on the air once about 2 years ago, and people were just livid with me. The fact that folks who stand on the corners, particularly here in Denver, now, I don't know about out like in Highlands Ranch, or Broomfield or Commerce City or any of those places. As a matter of fact, I don't even know about Colorado Springs. I've never seen that many people in Colorado Springs. But they're all over the place in Denver, virtually everywhere. And they're all begging for money. Signs up. Work slow. Need help. Now, how many of you pass these folks and think to yourself, yeah, okay, it's a freaking con job. And also, you get caught at a stoplight, and they're sitting there looking at you, and you know they're looking at you, and you're looking straight ahead because you don't want to give them any money, and you don't want to make eye contact. Now, when I said this before, I mean, people called up and said, oh, you're so cruel, and a lot of these people, you know, they're mentally ill, and they really need help. And you know what? I think that's true. I really think that's true. So do I always pull up and never give them money? No. I have given money. I have. I admit it. Especially if the sign's clever. There was one guy out here a couple of days ago I saw him. Had a sign that says, need money for booze. Okay. I should have said no. Stone me if you want to. But I gave the guy some money. Because at least he was being honest. Now, these are hard times we live in. You don't need me to tell you that. I mean, I think everybody knows it. We talked about it yesterday. Insecurity in jobs. A lot of people living on the edge. Paycheck to paycheck. Bills. And there are a lot of people out there that incur bills that are not outrageous. See, the portrait we get sometimes out of the media is Joe Citizen or Mary Citizen goes out and runs up their credit cards like there's no tomorrow, buys a huge house that they can't afford. They get overextended. Now, I'm not saying that this doesn't happen because you know it does, and I'm sure you know people who have gone through this. But how about people who have the following things happen to them? They've got kids, and they're trying to provide for those children. They have medical problems, and they don't have enough insurance coverage to handle it. They have something else happen. Transmission drops out of their automobile. Of course, then I would tell you to go to Rockies, but I mean, seriously. Big-time house problem. Basement floods. Well, Turk's been through all this. You've been through this with your house.
Oh, yeah. Last year was a fun one.
Yeah, unexpected expenses. And so what ends up happening is they say, well, look, I got to take care of this stuff. So as you're sitting there in the emergency room or you've gone to the doctor and they say, well, I'm sorry, your insurance coverage doesn't help this out, then you give them a credit card because you don't really have any other choice. And then you find yourself dead frickin' broke. Plus, your credit's in trouble as well. Now, in the car industry, when somebody goes to get a car loan, they call people with bad credit mutts. And so a lot of people end up in this situation. I mean, they're dangling by a frickin' thread. And I've heard a lot of people say to me, well, listen, if I lose my job, what can they do to me? What can they do to me? What can they possibly do to me? Well, they can take away your home. They could even, well, you'd lose everything you have. Because I was going to slip and say, garnish your wages. But if you don't have a job, I don't know how they're going to garnish that. We're going to talk to a guy here at 6:20 in about 5 minutes who is out holding a sign called We'll Work for Money. He's clean shaven. He's a preppy. And you know what? He used to work at a pretty high paying architectural firm. He designed high-end homes. There's an article about him this morning in the Denver Post. Now, he says he's dead broke, living off handouts from fellow churchgoers and struggling to support his family. His wife is expecting their sixth child this summer. He says he owes public service, for instance, $2,000. So he's out there looking for somebody to give him a job, any kind of a job. Now, I think we've all been there, where we've been unemployed. I know I certainly have. Well, man, I can't tell you the amount of times I've been unemployed. And I've also taken jobs that were not too attractive, simply because I had to do something. And sadly enough, I'm not trained to do much of anything, except this. So I've had some pretty colorful jobs in my time. Like working in Albuquerque for a company, I think I've brought this up before, for a company that cleans plants and then moves them to malls. And then you also had to go around the malls, this is like really bad, you also had to go around the malls picking cigarette butts out of the planters and trash. I mean, it was awful. And I'd have to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning because you'd be in this warehouse with a bottle of, I don't know, some kind of like Windex or soap or something, and these handy wipes, going over these plants leaf by leaf, cleaning them up. It was like the most monotonous, ridiculous job. I mean, it was like a total and complete dead-end gig. And that's only one of them. I also got some other part-time day laborer jobs, too, which were not too cool. All right, 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's talk about working. We talked about it yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about it today because we're going to talk to this guy, Franklin Salazar, who is a designer of high-end homes, who's going to join us. And we're going to talk to him about what it's like to be out there struggling for a gig. Right now, John Turk turns us on to traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Traffic's looking pretty normal for a Tuesday morning. Building on southbound 25 in the usual spots in North Glen, again, near downtown. Also in Commerce City, traveling westbound on 76th, beginning around 74th Avenue. And if you're leaving Aurora, you're going to see more headlights on 225, mostly on the southbound side at Colfax. Going to break loose a little bit around Alameda. Do have one little blip on the radar. Vehicle fire northbound I-25, south of the Decono exit. Also checking high wind advisory along I-70 between C-470 in Idaho Springs. Also, winter driving conditions on I-70, the mountain corridor, are going to be some icy and snowpack conditions between the Eisenhower Tunnel all the way to Glenwood Springs. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, partly cloudy this afternoon with small winds. Highs are going to be in the lower 40s, right now 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit creditfreelife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving
you. Oh, I feel the jets, man. I love this hot tub.
Rob, get out of my hot tub and go get your own from Spa Brokers. They have the best deals, and they carry Marquee Spas, the number one tub in Colorado.
But
no buts. My family wants to get in. Now get out.
But I'm not wearing a swimsuit.
You've got to be kidding.
Hurry into Spa Brokers during their annual floor model clearance sale. No money down, no payments for 12 months. Up to $2,000 trade-in on your old hot tub, even if it doesn't work. Showrooms in Aurora, Highlands Ranch, Westminster, and Parker. Go to spa-brokers.com. Home of Marquee Spas.
Hey, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-700-7181. That's 1-800-700-7181.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 43. A real sign of our times, desperate for a job. This is in the Denver Post this morning. Susan Green wrote it. She's a Denver Post columnist. And this is about Franklin Salazar. And we have Franklin Salazar on the line. Franklin, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Boy, there's a bunch of questions I want to ask you. First of all, any offers of work lately?
Do I have any work? No.
No offers of work at all?
Well, I don't have any work. I did have one small project that I just finished up, and that has been it.
Wow. All right. Let's talk about this a little bit. Who were you working for, and how long had you worked there?
Well, most of the work I've been doing in the last few years has been either in North Cherry Creek or in Crestmore, and it's all been high-end residential. You know, large, nice homes in Crestmore or three-story duplexes, you know, high-end duplexes in North Cherry Creek, and some single-family residents thrown in there here and there.
Okay, and so we all know that there's a housing slump going on and that building, for the most part, is slowing down. So what happened? Did the company you're working were working for, did they just give you a pink slip? How did that happen?
Actually, I'm self-employed.
Oh, okay. So you're a contract employee, correct?
That's right. I contract out work, and so what I did is I had various clients that would hire me, and I'd always depended on word of mouth for people, or else, you know, make a few phone calls, and I'd always come up with a contract, but that all stopped. Matter of fact, everything really started slowing down back in March, so this has just been a progression. And what I did is the reason I'm out there on the street was because I needed to advertise myself because no one was calling me.
Are you overextended in debt?
Yeah, I'm in debt. I have not made very much money in the last 6 months, not nearly as much as I used to. And my bills are as much as they ever were. And I never made all that much money to begin with, you know, relative to all my bills. So, you know, the pinch is there. I have more debt than I have assets.
High credit card bills?
I'm not very much into credit cards. I guess because I never liked credit cards, so I always try to keep those bills as low as possible.
Okay. Did you lose your house?
No, I didn't lose my house.
All right. And it says here in the column that you owe public service $2,000.
We do. We just got a bill from him for $2,000.
And is that because you've fallen behind?
Yeah, that's right. You know, they allow you to pay X number of dollars. And right now we're, you know, it's added up. And there you go.
And you've got six kids to support.
That's right.
What kind of Christmas did you have?
Actually, we had a very nice Christmas, and so far as what happened is that the local parish here, St. Peter and Paul, three people very generously, you know, gave us $1,200, and my wife used part of that not all of it, of course, but a few hundred of it to buy Christmas presents for the children. And my wife is very creative. She made a very nice, she's very good at knitting, and she made a very nice organic cotton sweater for my 17-year-old daughter, who's our oldest. And then we have, made nice toys. And it turned out very nicely. It really did.
Have you thought? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we thought that Christmas isn't all about the toys anyway, but obviously that matters, right?
That does. Well, it does to kids.
That's right.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Franklin Salazar on the line with us. He's the subject of Susan Green's column this morning in the Denver Post. He is a former designer of high-end homes and duplexes who is now out of a job and stands on the corner with a sign. The sign says, "We'll work for money," correct?
That's right. That's at the bottom. And, that's just, what I just do almost a throw in just for the fun of it, just to make it, it's light, right? It's to make it, it's a happy occasion insofar as why be miserable? And so what it is, but really what I'm advertising is the fact that my architectural skills and also the fact that I'm actually a very good carpenter and I know all about construction and I'm advertising, any kind of remodeling and pop tops, anything like that. Can I give my telephone number?
Oh, of course.
Okay, my number is area code 303-870-5943. That's 303-870-5943. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you letting me do that. But that's why I'm out there, is I'm advertising.
Did you ever think about going into something else? Switching careers, because I notice here in the column, it says you're 52 years old.
Yeah.
Have you thought about, I guess I just have to switch careers and go into something else. Have you thought about that?
Absolutely. But my problem is where else can I make as much money as an architecture to try to support my family? And matter of fact, I guess I am diversifying insofar as I haven't done construction for, a number of years now. But I know construction extremely well, and so I'm also advertising, doing any kind of contracting work. So I'm attempting to diversify in that regard. And also, I would go into another field. If there's another field that I could support my family, I would be glad to do that, of course. But I can't think of one that right now that I really could.
See, that's the million-dollar question. And the reason I say that's the million-dollar question is because I've had so many people say, well, yeah, I don't know how long I'm going to have a job, and maybe I should get into something else. But then they'll turn around and say to me, yeah, okay, but what is there to get into, number one? What do I do? And number two, how am I going to get the breathing room to go ahead and retrain to do something else?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. We're paid for what we do know. And unless you're very knowledgeable in a field, then you're not going to be able to make as much money, usually, as what you're into, unless your field's dead, in which there's no value in it.
So what does your 17-year-old daughter think about this?
I guess I've never really asked her. She recognized the fact that we don't have money at the moment, but she's very stoic. She's a very, very lovely young lady and a very good girl. She's very patient and has always been very understanding.
You sound very kind of laid back over this. Are you panicked at all?
Well, the situation I'm in is not good. By any means, but I don't panic. That's just not me.
Were you living paycheck to paycheck before this happened?
As a rule, yeah, I guess that's probably true. I've always lived off of what I've made, and I've never made a tremendous amount of money that I had a lot of breathing room. But I always lived comfortably enough.
Yeah, most people I know would be panicked because they are living paycheck to paycheck, and then their feeling is like, I'm going to lose my house, they're going to take my car, I'm going to be out on the street. But you say you managed to hang on to your house. How about your car?
Well, I drive like a 1991 Subaru. Yeah, I drive an old car.
So you're up.
I like my old Subarus. Actually, you know, these old Subarus, you buy them for $2,000. They run forever. They're great in the snow, and I think they're terrific. But anyway, that's kind of how I live.
So in other words, you're not upside down in your vehicle.
No, I am. You know, it doesn't matter to me. Matter of fact, I don't care about the possessions. I care about them for my family, but I don't care about them.
Okay, how are you hanging on to your house?
Well, actually, first of all, I'm renting my house, so I don't own a house. I lost my house in a medical bankruptcy years ago, and I've never been able to get one again.
Oh, did you have a catastrophic illness in your family or a medical problem?
No, I had cancer, and it basically I didn't allow me to work for about a year, and this is some minor work, and so. You know, I basically sold my house to pay the bills to stay afloat.
Do you ever sit in... Maybe you don't. But I think we all have a tendency to do this. You ever sit and say to yourself, why me?
Sure.
Like the cancer, having to sell your house, now no work. Do you ever sit there and say to yourself, why me? What have I done wrong?
No, actually, I never say, what have I done wrong? So like, well, let's put it this way. I guess I look at it myself and say that, okay, let me rephrase this. I have never been all that great at making money. That's just, you know, some people are great at making money. I'm great at architectural design. You know, unfortunately, the two do not go hand in hand. You know, sometimes some people make a lot of money out of it. Most people don't.
Are you art inclined in any way?
I have the muse.
I mean, you know, can you paint? Are you an artist?
I would not say I can paint. No, I definitely have. Architecture is an interesting art. It's not the same as other fine arts, although you have to have the muse for it. And although there are architects who actually can paint beautifully, but I don't think it, but it's not necessary. They don't necessarily correlate.
I just wondered because I know people that are making good money. All right. I know a person who's making good money. Don't laugh at this, but I know a person who's making good money. And you know what they're painting? Portraits of people's dogs.
I believe that. A friend of mine was once doing very poorly on a business and a building, and I told him he should put a pet cemetery into it just because people love their animals. It's a great way of making money.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know. Okay, is there any kind of job you wouldn't take? I mean, would you take anything? It would be hard to see you as a pearl diver at 52 years of age.
Yeah, well, I guess there are certain limitations, you know, there are limitations of my capacities, but I'm very open. I really am.
All right. If there's anybody listening this morning, you know, we got to do two things here. Number one, let me plug your number again, 303-870-5943. That's 303-870-5943. And we'll replay this interview again later in the morning so that people can hear it. For those who are not up this time of the morning, people can hear it. And we can kind of help you give a little plug. And if there's anybody out there who would like to give Franklin a job, it's 303-870-5943, particularly if you're into architecture, carpentry, or what else? Anything else?
Well, that's really what I'm best at. I'm best at I know everything. When it comes to building, residential building, I'm very, very good. I understand remodeling extremely well. I'm thoroughly grounded in the art of construction and architecture.
Boy, it's too bad you don't have two nickels to rub together to start like a home remodeling business.
Well, that's the reason I'm out. Well, I do have I own all the tools and so forth. As a matter of fact, what I'm doing is I'm out there with my sign, hoping somebody will hire me for that. And I tell everybody that I would very gladly go out there and pound the nails. I'm very good at it. I'm one of the best carpenters I know.
What corner do you stand on?
I've several places. I've been over in North Cherry Creek, over on University and Spear. I've been across the street from Grayland, which is in Hilltop. on First Avenue, and also at Mississippi and Bonnie Bray Boulevard. Those, I chose those locations. Well, actually, the university is not very good, but I wanted a location that's a little bit slower. People actually stop and talk to me, because because that's what I need to do. I need to speak to people. I need to get out there and let them know I'm there, and then when they see me and if they're interested, to be able to talk to them personally.
All right. So where are you going to be today?
I'll probably go down to Bonnie Bray Boulevard in Mississippi.
Okay, so if anybody's out there today, you can stop by and talk to Franklin. And also, you'll take $5 here and $10 there, won't you?
Oh, it's funny you mention that. I was wondering if anybody would ever give me a handout if they saw me with a sign. I've never received any money. But sure, if somebody wants to, give me a handout, I wouldn't turn them down. Of course not. I definitely could use the help. Matter of fact, whenever anybody from on the street stops and asks me if I can lend them money, I usually tell them if they take all their money and all my debts and put them together, they're going to have to pay me.
See, you got a good sense of humor about this. I mean, you don't seem to be like panicked, like I think most people would be, or depressed. You don't seem to. You're not depressed over any of this?
No. No, my wife, she likes, she calls me an optimist that can't be, cured.
Well, I'll tell you something. Whatever you've got, you should bottle that and sell it. 303-870-5943. That's 303-870-5943. If you want to help Franklin, you want to give him a job, and we'll replay this interview later on in the morning. And please let us know what's going on, will you?
I certainly will.
And listen, I'm not above this. If you want to call in every morning and give your what street you're going to be standing on or what the situation is, the street you're on, we'll announce it every single morning.
Well, I hope I have a contract more quickly than that.
Well, I hope so too. But in case, we'll give your phone number out and we'll tell people where you are.
I appreciate that. That's very kind of you.
All right, Franklin, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Hang on. John Turk wants to talk to you, the producer of this show, okay?
Certainly.
All right. So if you want to help Franklin out here, the number to call is 303-870-5943. If you've got building work. Now, the guy is a carpenter and a good one. So if you need one, call him. Or if you want to get into maybe you need an architect. I mean, I don't know who's out there listening at 6:36 in the morning, so I don't know. That's why I want to replay this interview later on in the morning so people can hear this and we can help this guy out. I don't have any remodeling to be done, number one. And number two, I don't have the money to pay anybody to do it. But there are a lot of people out there that are taking old homes or renovating them, and you may be one of those people. And listen, you always get into this situation where you got to gamble and you got to throw the dice as to who you hire. Franklin Salazar knows his business when it comes to remodeling homes, when it comes to carpentry, when it comes to architecture. He knows what's going on. So give him a call, 303-870-5943. That's 303-870-5943. And I think we've all been where he is, or some of us, regrettably, may be heading in that direction. And there may be a bunch of us out there who traditionally don't stand out there with signs. There may be a bunch of us out there. I don't mean to, freak anybody out or be negative this early in the morning. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the fact of reality. 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. He was a good guy, wasn't he?
Great guy.
Yeah. We'll see if we can help him out.
He seems, like you said, pretty lighthearted about it.
Can we,
And you got to hold, in tough times, I think a positive mental attitude really will get you through it.
Boy, well, that excludes me. Right?
Yeah.
All right, 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. What's going on with traffic, John?
Jay, traffic is starting to build for us, especially in Aurora, southbound side of 225, really busy from Colfax to Alameda. And again, after Parker Road down to Yosemite, stop and go there, speeds pushing into the teens. Also busy southbound 25 in the usual spots. The jams in Northland going all the way back to 120th now. Also going to be busy after Park Avenue. On the northbound side, working a vehicle fire on the it's just south of the Decono exit. Traffic is humming by, but speeds are dipping down into the 40s there as you get through that little stretch. Also checking high wind advisories on I-70 between C-470 and Idaho Springs, and also winter driving conditions on I-70 between the tunnel all the way to Glenwood Springs. Your forecast, partly cloudy, mild, and windy. Look for a high around 45 degrees. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and small order of tater tots for just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
That are there and willing to help you. Rockies has been in business since 1982. And what does that say about them? Well, it says that they're in it for the long run, not the short haul. And there are too many businesses and too many people around here and around the country that are in for the short, not for the long. And Rockies has a long view. Plus, they've got hundreds and hundreds of all kinds of cars, trucks, anything you can think about. Ford, Chevy, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. They got a beautiful white BMW sitting there inside the showroom. I mean, the bargains are just mind-blowing, and the service you'll get from them is just mind-blowing as well. I mean, they pay attention to every detail. And they got good folks out there like Spanky Herrera, Uncle Fester, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Isaac Harris, good people out there who are willing to go to the limit to make sure that you get the deal that you deserve. Rockies Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Stop on by Rockies Autos.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you.
Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
We're back with coin expert Bill Gale. Now, Bill, I've been drooling over something called a silver $100 union.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty, and the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-900-2144. That's 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
Stones, yeah!
Boy, I'm sorry, I love the Stones. By the way, 6:44, 44 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We haven't decided where to slot this in, but we're going to be launching a new feature on this show in which we're going to take one song at random that Mr. Turk and I disagree about, and then you get a chance to vote on the song whether you like it or you dislike it. All right, 6:44, 44 minutes after the hour. High today, 43 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin with you. That thing with Franklin Salazar. Any more stories out there like his? Is there anybody else out there that can't find work? At 303-713-7600, how about people who stand by the side of the road? Do you give them money? Do you give them food?
You know, Jay, I've been seeing a guy in Highlands Ranch, who's dressed up fairly nice. You know, it looks like he has slacks on and a button-up shirt. And he's a salesman. It says, sales are down, father too, can't make rent.
Oh, jeez. How do you not give him money?
You know, I mean, yeah, and I have on a few occasions. I mean, yeah, when I see that kind of stuff and it's like, you know, I don't make a lot of money either, and I should probably hold on to it, but I don't mind helping him out.
See, that's the whole thing. How do you know? Okay, you've got three segments of people out there doing this. You've got people like Franklin Salazar and others who desperately, desperately need help. Now, Franklin Salazar is not out there trying to get money. What he's out there trying to do is he's out there trying to advertise that he's available for a job. Then you've got the people out there who desperately need money to get by. And then you've got, okay, those out there who have either mental problems or substance abuse problems. What do you do about those folks? So you don't know who to give money to, and you don't know who not to give money to, because you don't know where they're coming from.
And, Jay, I don't know if you call it a ring or what you call it, but I know there are groups like where you have like four or five people sitting on one corner, and they're all kind of together.
Yeah.
And I know one of particularly over there by East High School at like Colfax. And
yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know. I passed that.
Park Avenue.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Comes together there with York and Josephine.
Yeah.
And you know they're all together and they're all sitting at different corners.
Right.
And they probably have a house together, you know, a few blocks away. And they're working like a ring.
Yeah.
And most of them look like they could actually go out and get a job. Like if, you know, go out and find something.
See, I've also been tempted to do that. I got excoriated on this station for saying this a couple of years ago. Sometimes I'm tempted to, like, roll down the window and say, hey, get a job. Man, you look like you could, you know, do something with your life instead of standing there on the corner and expecting the rest of us to carry you. Now, that's not very, very open-minded and very compassionate on my part.
No, I know, but, you know, I don't know what it is, but some you look at and you're like, gosh, I really feel sorry for that guy. I want to help him out. And others, like you said, you just want to say, get a job, would you? You're walking from corner to corner. You can talk. You have arms at work. You know, even if you have to go to the temporary job service and sit there every morning and try to get a job, that's, you know, isn't that a better alternative?
How many of these people that are out there, though, on the streets are mentally ill?
That's the thing. I mean, I've seen several that you know are.
Yeah, how do you go by and not give them money?
I always give money to who sits there on Santa Fe and Mississippi, and he waves to every car that goes by and gives the thumbs up.
Yeah, I've seen that,
too. You know that guy I'm talking about?
No, but I've seen other people do that.
But, yeah, I mean, he waves at every single car, and you can tell that he's got some kind of mental condition. And I help him out whenever I can. If I got change sitting there, if I got a couple dollars, I'll throw it his way. I work my way over to the left lane just so I can give him money.
You know what amazes me about this? What amazes me about this is we're sitting in this country, as big and powerful as we are,
and we have people in this situation, that they're either mentally ill, or they can't find a job, or they have an abuse problem, and it's like, what? We're not doing, I mean, would you like to take somebody, say, from Italy, or take somebody, say, from Germany, and drive them around and show this to them? Wouldn't you be embarrassed by that? Aren't you embarrassed by the behavior that creates this kind of situation? Or am I, oh my God, am I being too much of a socialist or a Marxist on the radio here by bringing this subject up? I can't imagine that people are not bothered by this. I mean, I'm bothered by it.
Yeah, where would you taxpayers rather be spending your money on roads that we destroyed in Baghdad or permanent bases in Iraq or helping our own people here in America?
Yeah, know? we just opened that multi-million dollar embassy in Iraq. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's obscene.
Totally obscene.
That's obscene. And you know something? There are no politicians that are talking about this either. Where's the governor on this deal? I mean, I hate to call Bill Ritter to task for this, but where is he? Where's the state legislature? All right. Maybe I just want to live in a better society. Maybe that's what it amounts to, and so does John. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Mr. Turk.
Stop and go jams in the usual spots. Jay, southbound 2 1/4 from Parker Road down to I-25. Also on I-25, heading out of North Glen from 120th. Not going to break loose until 84th. Speeds in the teens, maybe 20s there. Also going to bunch up once you get downtown after I-70. Also seeing increased traffic on 270 now on the eastbound side from 76 down to Vasquez. That car fire on northbound 25 has been cleared, so traffic is moving freely through that little stretch. And also checking high wind advisories on I-70 between C-470 and Idaho Springs, and also checking winter driving conditions between the Eisenhower Tunnel all the way to Glenwood. Snow is falling in spots through that stretch right now. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, partly cloudy this afternoon with small winds. Highs are going to be in the lower 40s. Right now, 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or evenings. Classes start March 23rd. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Oh, feel the jets, man. I love this hot tub.
Rob, get out of my hot tub and go get your own from Spa Brokers. They have the best deals, and they carry Marquee Spas, the number one tub in Colorado.
But
no buts. My family wants to get in. Now get out.
But I'm not wearing a swimsuit.
You've got to be kidding.
Hurry into Spa Brokers during their annual floor model clearance sale. No money down, no payments for 12 months. Up to $2,000 trade-in on your old hot tub, even if it doesn't work. Showrooms in Aurora, Highlands Ranch, Westminster, and Parker. Go to spa-brokers.com, home of Marquee Spas.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Right. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stop letting that music play so long. Stop it. Stop it now. Talk. Say something. This isn't a music station. This is a talk station. Oh, girl, I like music. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, the Progressive Talk Breezy, high today 43. J. Marvin along with you. All right, here's Merle in Littleton. We're talking about people on the street corners here. Merle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in there. I heard your topic, and I've talked to you before. I'm your railroad man here. But anyway, I just was saying, thinking I go downtown quite a bit, and, you know, because I work downtown. And I, what I do is when I come across these people begging for money, I'll offer them to take, rather than give them money, I'll say, well, why don't you come in the restaurant with me, and I'll buy you whatever you want.
Boy, that's, you know what, that's great. What do they usually take you up on it?
Well, I guess it's like a 50-50 thing. You know, a lot of times I have guys come up and say, yeah, okay, let's do that. And then when you go in the door and they go, no, I don't want to do it. But then I have had guys say, I'll order and get something to go for takeout and then I'll buy it. And something else I did just last week here, I quit eating cereal and I had all of my kids all moved out. So I boxed up all this cereal and there's a bunch of homeless people down here right off of DeNargo Street here.
Mm-hmm.
And I boxed this cereal all up and I bought a gallon of milk down here off of Brighton Boulevard and took it down to them and gave it to them. I try to do whatever I can, but my problem is I have a hard time, you know, and I remember years ago seeing a help wanted sign on Denny's and Alameda and Santa Fe. And here's a woman out here asking for, you know, handouts. I just had a hard time with that. I don't mind giving people, but I just want a healthy bit of skepticism.
Yeah, I have a healthy bit of it, too. I see help wanted signs every once in a while. I don't see as many as I used to. And then part of the problem is some of these help wanted signs. Well, I guess if you have nothing, then it equates to something. But if you have something and then you move to having nothing, then you get into a situation of like, well, yeah, you know, I'm 35 years old. I really want to be, working two shifts, like one at McDonald's and then the other one at Arby's to try to get by.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of us would answer, yeah, we would do it, but it's still, what kind of quality of life would you have with that? Of course, if you're standing out there begging, you have no quality of life either.
Yeah, well, you know, in some of my life's travels, if I may interject in this, I working for the railroad. You go to the Western Slope a lot, up in the coal country there, and a lot of them people up there. That's normal to have two and three jobs.
Yeah, and I'm not against that. I guess what disturbs me is, and maybe this is the wrong thing to say, but I'm flat out embarrassed by seeing people in the world's greatest country, which we're supposed to be, sitting there on the corner begging for money. I mean, if they've got a mental issue or a substance abuse issue, let's fix it. You know, and if they're out of a job, let's try to get them one. Very quickly here, before I go to the news, would you want somebody visiting you from, say, Germany, would you want to drive them around and show them that stuff?
No, it's kind of a black eye, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us feel that way, and it's very depressing to see it. Hey, Merle, thank you, man. One of these days, you're going to give me a ride.
Yeah, well, I sent you an email while you're on vacation. I'll send you another one.
Do it. Thanks, Merle.
Thank you.
All right. 6:58, 58 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a look at the Middle East coming up.
Hi, Craig. Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You got to get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
86. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedefani. The Congress Americans elected in November meets for the first time 3 hours from now, but it won't be a full House. Democrats say they won't seat Roland Burris because the man who picked him to replace Barack Obama, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, has been accused of offering the seat to the highest bidder.
There's nothing wrong with Roland Burris, and there's nothing wrong with his appointment. And
Burris tells the CBS News Early Show he's more than qualified for the job.
It's my hope and prayer that they recognize that the appointment is legal, and that we must get on about the business of putting this aside and moving on to solve some of these crises that Illinois and this country are facing.
The other problematic seat is the Minnesota seat that Democrat Al Franken won by just 225 votes. Republican Norm Coleman is challenging the result in court. President-elect Obama is getting less than rave reviews, even from some Democrats, for picking former California Congressman Leon Panetta to run the CIA. Panetta has no intelligence background, but former agency director James Woolsey says that doesn't mean he can't do the job.
There is some advantage to having had some experience in intelligence, but I think Leon's not entirely without that in his years in the Congress and his years in the White House.
In Gaza, casualties are mounting, civilians are huddled in shelters, and water supplies are running out. CBS's Richard Roth has the latest on Israel's 11-day offensive against Hamas.
Inside Gaza, the International Committee of the Red Cross now says, with the heightened fighting overnight, the situation has become a full-blown humanitarian crisis. But Hamas rockets are still falling here in Israel. Several just this morning, including one that slightly wounded a three-month-old infant.
Three Palestinians who took shelter in a UN school were killed by an Israeli airstrike. A Pakistani who claims he was tortured by the United States is demanding justice. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Muhammad Saad Iqbal plans to sue the U.S. government, telling the New York Times he was tortured during 6 years of confinement, starting in Egypt, where his cell was, he says, a grave. He claims after being flown there in shackles by the CIA, he was beaten, forced to take drugs, and endure electric shocks. Iqbal was never charged and eventually was released from Guantanamo after twice trying to hang himself, his lawyer says. The CIA says the U.S. does not conduct or condone torture.
Barack Obama, Britney Spears, and CNN's Rick Sanchez have something in common. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. What is it, Vicki?
Actually, they now have two things in common. They all use the instant mini-blogging service Twitter, and they were all hacked into over the weekend. The official accounts for Fox News and Facebook were hit as well. Apparently, the hackers then sent inappropriate or outright obscene tweets or messages in some of the celebrities' names. Twitter says it's taken the software, which the hackers used as a gateway offline, until the security glitch can be fixed. Frank?
S&P futures are up 8 points. This is CBS News.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code MONEY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, MONEY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code MONEY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A couple will stand trial for murder and child abuse in the death of a 2-year-old boy. The mother of Elijah Archuleta and her boyfriend ran errands for 9 hours before taking the child, who'd been severely scalded, to the hospital. Boyfriend John Vigil also met friends at a bar in that time. Hospital staff say the boy was already dead by the time the couple got him to the hospital. Governor Ritter responding to critics of his choice of Michael Bennett to fill the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Ken Salazar. Critics say Bennett, who has no campaign experience, could have a tough time getting elected in 2010.
It's important that we hold the seat, that the Democratic Party be able to defend the seat. I wouldn't have chosen someone if I believe that they could not hold the seat.
Governor Ritter called Bennett a pragmatic person who's not afraid to attack significant issues. Sports, the Broncos interviewed Buccaneers defensive coordinator Raheem Morris yesterday. Today, they talk with Cowboys offensive coordinator Jason Garrett and their own offensive coordinator Rick Dennison. And the Nuggets beat Indiana by 20 points. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
225 really starting to load up in both directions this at Parker, but especially on that southbound side. Southbound I-25 getting slow after 120th to 84th. We'll break loose for a little bit as speeds pick up. Then you'll slow down again near I-70, taking you past Spear. Volume is building in the tech center on I-25. However, speeds do remain in the 40 and 50 mile an hour range. We're seeing strong winds that are blowing along the foothills between Golden and Boulder. Could affect you if you're driving a high-profile vehicle. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers want to help you take care of the vehicle that takes care of you. Check out this month's service and parts mailer for a complimentary 25-point inspection. Get the right service at the right price by the right people.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. Simplesolar.com.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy, high today 43. Despite my swearing off all news for almost 2 weeks when I was on vacation, I thought, you know, I'm not going to deal with it. There's one thing, though, that you couldn't get away from, and that's what's going on in Gaza with the Israelis and Hamas. And the rising civilian death toll is very, very troubling. And this is an old problem that seems to keep going on and on and on with no end in sight. Now, a lot of people say that Hamas started this by lobbing rockets into Israel. We're going to talk to Matthew Duss. He's a research associate at the Center for American Progress. He holds a master's degree in the Middle East Studies from the University of Washington. Prior to joining the center, he was a research intern for the Center for Strategic and International Studies and a blogger. And you can check out his work at AmericanProgress.org. And Matthew, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there seems to be no end in this. Now, would you agree that or am I wrong, that basically what's going on here is that Hamas started this by lobbing rockets into southern Israel?
Well, I think in the immediate term, that's true. But we also have to understand, you know, Gaza has been under a blockade for some time now. There was a ceasefire brokered between Israel and Hamas in June, which came to an end in December. And throughout that time, both Israel and Palestinian forces in Gaza had kind of broken the ceasefire at various times. But after the ceasefire expired, Hamas and other factions in Gaza resumed logging large amount of rockets into Israel from Gaza.
So are they basically just trying to get the Israelis' attention?
Well, yeah, that's one way of putting it. But
I mean, here they are, they're stuck, and there's this, you know, whole situation going on there. So, and I'm not trying to portray them as being bad, you know, good people, but you know, people who are stuck in desperate situations turn to desperate measures.
Right.
So they figure they got nothing else to lose because the situation is desperate. So they start, you know, saying to the Israelis, hey, you know.
Right. I think that's fair. It's let's look at the ceasefire. Israel, I mean, got the rockets all but stopped during the ceasefire, whereas the blockade and the siege on Gaza did not. It only tightened. So to look at it from Hamas's point of view, they received basically nothing from this ceasefire. So they're trying, you could look at it as them just trying a different strategy now.
What are the Israelis getting out of all of this? That's number one. And number two, and this doesn't make me anti-Semitic because I'm Jewish, it seems to me that this administration, the current administration, and administrations that have preceded it, to a large degree just give Israel a blank check to do whatever they want to do.
I think that's generally true, but I think it's even more true of this administration than any past administration. I think over the past several decades, the United States, even though we have been generally supportive of Israeli policy, we've been involved to a great extent in trying to move along a process between the Israelis and Palestinians, whereas the Bush administration withdrew from that and just basically put itself much more behind Israel, whatever Israel chose to do. And I think we're seeing some of the bad effects of America having withdrawn from that process.
7:10, 10 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Matthew Duss, a research associate at the Center for American Progress, and he knows a lot about the Middle East, has a master's degree in Middle East studies. See, here's what I see, and maybe I'm being fed propaganda, but what I see is I see a tremendous amount of civilian casualties. I see a problem that seems to have no end, and I think that the only way to end stuff in the Middle East, end the problems in the Middle East, I think it runs through Jerusalem, and I think it runs through the Israelis and the Palestinians, and that I don't understand why, because I'm naive, I don't understand why we can't sit down and say to the Israelis, and also the Palestinians, but to the Israelis, hey, you're going to have to talk to these folks, and they are going to get a separate state, whether you like it or you don't like it.
Right. I think there's some truth to that. I think there is a growing consensus that It's in order for Israeli politicians to have the political space that they need to make some of the tough decisions that I think they understand they have to make, they need prodding or pressure from the American side, and we just haven't seen that under the Bush administration. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It's a very tough situation, and given the, you know, these rockets coming in from Gaza, the political situation in Israel right now is not particularly inclined toward that sort of negotiation, and I think that's very understandable.
But if they're not inclined towards that negotiation, if we say to Hamas, which, by the way, had we not pressured Hamas, you know, first of all, we wanted to have a democratic election, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Then they chose Hamas.
Right.
Then the first thing we did is we turned around and said, that choice isn't any good, which is typical of American behavior. So we don't recognize that. Hamas, okay, we recognize you, we want to talk to you, and if we said to the Israelis, you can't continue to do what you're doing because part of it comes through American support, and you act as a proxy for American policy in the Middle East, and you can't do this anymore, and we're going to have to get this settled one way or the other, why wouldn't both sides listen?
Well, I think they would, and I think doing what you've just said is a necessary first step. But, just getting to that point where we put those principles on the table and accept the fact that, you know, Hamas, while it is a terrorist organization, it does enjoy, legitimate support from the Palestinian people. They by virtue of having been elected, they are recognized by the Palestinians as representatives of their cause. So we may not like them, and we don't like what they stand for, but at this point, I think we have to stop denying the obvious and recognize that they are representatives of the Palestinians.
All right, well, correct me if I'm wrong. I see all of this, everything that's going on in the Middle East. I see it as being a byproduct of American and Western European meddling in affairs. Just like I see the election of Evo Morales in Bolivia and others in Bolivia, others in Latin America, as a reaction to us meddling in their affairs. And just as we can't have normalized relations with Cuba because the exile communities both in South Florida and New Jersey extract a lot of, they put a lot of pressure on politicians. I think that the American Jewish community does the same thing, but they do it in favor of Israel, and they just say that, well, whatever Israel does is right because Israel has to do it to survive. And we got to knock that off.
Well, I think I agree with that. I think there are organizations which have tended to toward a more hardline right wing.
Well, like AIPAC?
Israeli point of view. Exactly. I think there are organizations like J Street now, which are growing and trying to create and motivate a more kind of peace-oriented, pro-Israel consensus on the American left, and I think they're having some success, and I think that's a very important development. They've released a number of statements about the Gaza crisis. They supported a number of candidates in the recent elections. So, I mean, I think we're seeing some movement in a positive direction, but I think your analysis there is pretty much correct.
Aren't the Israeli people just tired of this?
Oh, certainly. Certainly.
I mean, aren't they just worn out? I mean, aren't they to the point? I mean, I don't understand why they're not to the point where they just are like, okay, solve this. Enough is enough.
Yeah, they are exhausted. And, I mean, needless to say, as are the Palestinians after 4 years of military occupation. But that's, I mean, getting to a point where you can kind of build support for, hard concessions on both sides. Neither side will get all of what they want. And it's just finding that middle ground where they get enough of what they need.
Well, who wields the biggest stick in this situation? We do.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the Israelis couldn't survive without our help.
I think that's arguable, but
really, do you think it's arguable? I think
that they don't want to find out. Let's put it that way.
Okay, but if we just turned our backs on them, or we said, okay, you know what, you refuse to come to the table and settle this, we're cutting back aid, subsidies, and we won't sell you any arms. How would they survive without us?
Yeah, I understand. But I think it's also important to understand the relationship that exists between the United States and Israel is important because it does give us, influence with Israel, and we're able to bring Israel to the table in a way that other actors just aren't. And I think it's important to recognize that. That's a very valuable role that we have to play here. So while I agree that I think we need to do more to kind of pressure Israel to stop some of its provocative activities, the settlements, the checkpoints in the West Bank, recognizing that our relationship with Israel is important.
All right. Well, let me leave it. Let me ask you this last thing here. And don't hesitate to call me stupid or naive. Okay. Talk show hosts always parade themselves off as knowing everything. Well, I'm going to tell you I don't. I just have, strong feelings about things. But, see, I think the Palestinian people are getting the brunt of this. I think they're the ones that are suffering. And I think that the Palestinians deserve a separate state. And I don't totally understand why it is we can't get from A to B and get them one other than, as you said before, this administration lacks the desire to get it done. But how about the incoming administration?
Mm-hmm. Well, as to your first statement, I totally agree. The Palestinians are and have been bearing the brunt of this. And as far as the incoming administration, it remains to be seen. I mean, that's a really big question that people are waiting to find out the answer. But, some of the things that Senator Obama has said in the past, some of the friendships that he has and kind of his background, in places he's lived and experiences he's had in his life, you know, make me optimistic, bring a new perspective.
Well,
but
I hope that he does. And just think about this. If we could achieve peace in the Middle East, what would Ahmadinejad have to talk about? Nothing.
Exactly right. I mean, what would they? I mean, it is the litmus test for extremism in the Middle East.
That's right. They have not,
the issue that keeps on giving to.
That's right. It's a gift to those people who are radically inclined. Matthew, thank you. I really appreciate you being on the show. We'll follow events in the Gaza, and I hope you'll come back.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right. There's Matthew Dust, and he's a research associate at the Center for American Progress, and he's got a master's degree in the Middle East and Middle East studies. And maybe my questions were too caveman-like, but, man, I think you can do anything you want to do. I think if we really wanted it, we could get it done. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John gets traffic done.
It's a tough trip in and out of Aurora so far this morning. Jay, got a small crash or stalled car. Don't know what it is. Haven't seen it on the monitor yet, but it's northbound 225 around Mississippi, seeing backups to Parker Road. Southbound side also full. Going to be stop and go from Parker Road onto the Tech Center. Also busy between that little stretch from Colfax to Mississippi. Also looking at increased traffic. Southbound 25 in the usual spots, 120th. And again, after I-70, 270 also full for passengers traveling across Commerce City from 25 to Vasquez. Looking at some high winds already up along the foothills, 93 pretty windy, as well as I-70 between C-470 and Idaho Springs. Also have some snow falling in the high country between the tunnel and Glenwood Springs. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, partly cloudy this afternoon with small winds. Highs will be in the lower 40s, right now 31 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This isn't a political message. It's not a pitch from a pitch man, not brought to you by anything or anyone in particular. It's not a plea, it's not commentary. No, it's merely an idea for you to do with what you will. Let's redefine Christmas. Let's rethink how we give by replacing gifts that seem frivolous with gifts that are charitable and do more good. More on this idea at redefinechristmas.org. It's merely a website with an idea.
Smartphones. Hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-770. Smile or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website SimpleSolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
I'm not going to hear this talk show host be too critical of Barack Obama for a period of time. If ever.
Ed Schultz.
The country is screwed up. I think it's hilarious how the talking heads are out there trying to resurrect Bush's reputation. And I'm just not going to buy into that conversation. He's a worthless president. Worst in the history of this country. We're steamrolling to change, and I am not going to put under a microscope every single move Barack Obama makes before he's president of the United States.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
A Yes, the Jay Martin Show, where everything is about me, where I pride myself on using the word I more than any other talk show host in America. And I'd like to welcome my new affiliate to the show in Ojai, California. 23 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. I got to stop that or I'm going to get in trouble. It's going to be breezy today with a high of 43. All right, we're going to get another look at the Middle East here from Taj Ashid. He's the executive director of he's executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council, and we've had Taj on before. Taj, good morning, and welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Okay, where you been hiding?
Oh, man, work and more work and even more work.
Yeah, I hear you. These days, man, that's a standard for everybody.
Yeah.
All right. How do you see what's going on in the Middle East? And you know that there is a disturbing bias against Muslims. Note the story from a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a week and a half ago, about the Muslim family that was kicked off an airliner simply because they were having a conversation about where to sit and the safest place to sit on the plane.
Right.
But how do you view this?
Well, you know, I think, you know, obviously contrary to a lot of kind of the popular bias, I mean, the popular stance is that, you know, what Israel is doing is correct, and that, you know, the mantra is they have a right to defend themselves. And this, unfortunately, is, you know, at the expense of, you know, over a million people who were herded into this small area. You know, Gaza is a very small and overpopulated area, and you know, they are being victimized and bombed and killed and maimed. And as, you know, as a Muslim and as part of the Muslim community and having many friends and very, you know, close personal friends who are, you know, Palestinian and even have family in Gaza as we speak, it's a very painful situation to watch because the plight of the, you know, the Gazans is really not really portrayed, you know, if at all, in the media, but it's definitely swept away in sort of the political speech that we, you know, we hear popularly today.
Well, one thing you've got to say, though, is that on this particular occasion, Hamas provoked this. I mean, would you disagree or agree with that?
You know, Jay, personally, I think there is some truth to that, except that, you know, during the ceasefire, I mean, there were, you know, incursions by Israel into Gaza and fighting.
That's true.
You know, so I think both sides have, I think, some legitimate, you know, beef about, you know, each other's actions, especially during the ceasefire. So, you know, as much as, you know, it's popularly, you know, now stated that, you know, it was Hamas who, you know, basically brought this crisis on, you know, on itself and on the Gazan people by launching rockets into Israel. At the same time, there are some, you know, there are some things that Israel did against the Gazans and against Hamas that, you know, kind of exacerbated the situation as well. So I think it's a tit-for-tat situation.
7:26, 26 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Taj Ashahid, he's the executive director of Colorado Muslim Council. Yeah, I was saying this to Matthew Duss, who was on earlier. See, I see this as being like if you and I were on a tennis court and the agreed goal was to meet at the middle of the net. And so we started walking forward, but we couldn't get there because we got tangled up in all kinds of other things and eventually fell flat on our faces. That's how I see this as what's going on. I mean, the United States of America, the other Western European countries need to step in as honest brokers and make it clear to both parties that, yeah, you're going to have to accept some things that you're not going to like, but the goal is to achieve peace, and the goal is also to get a Palestinian state. And if we can unravel all of this, wind it down, and make it happen, then a lot of what we see going on in the Middle East would disappear.
I think that's a great analogy. You know, both sides, you know, are not. I think in the future, and I do see the solution as being, you know, the formulation of a, you know, Palestinian state. And I think it's common sense that both sides, especially in this type of solution, are not necessarily going to get what they want. But, you know, I think the people in general, who are there, who are suffering on both sides are
I think their interests are kind of what's not being focused on. And I think for the most part, if you actually sit down and you ask Palestinians and you ask Israeli citizens what it is they want, they'll tell you they want peace. You know, the whole idea of one side thinking that the other shouldn't exist may sound good on certain pulpits, but the reality is, I think it is going to be this settlement of the issue that will, like you said, I think there will be concessions on both sides. There have to be. But I think ultimately, the greatest thing that's going to come out of that is a environment where, people can live without being bombed on both sides.
See, I think there's too much political currency that is out there that keeps it from being settled, both on the Israeli side and also on the Palestinian side as well, and also on the look. If we were able to work this out, like I said to Matthew Duss, I mean, what would Ahmadinejad have to talk about?
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he'd find something, but it wouldn't.
But
it wouldn't. I agree. It wouldn't be. I mean, this is, especially if you talk about long-term effects. I mean, this particular crisis that's going on is certainly, displacing people and it's hurting people. But in terms of, I agree, there's a whole lot of political currency and there is a lot of investment being made in terms of extremism right now that people are not necessarily paying attention to.
Well, as I said to Matthew Duss, I mean, a lot of this is because Western European countries have meddled internally in these countries' affairs. And you know what the United States of America is? I'll tell you what we are. We're just a gigantic whipping post. Good example of this is that the Sundance Channel ran this documentary. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was on Evo Morales. That's not evil, it's Evo, who won the Bolivian presidency. And one of the things that he did is that he made us, and you could say rightfully so on occasions, he made us the scapegoats. In other words, they grow coca there. And their claim is that coca is can be used for legitimate medical reasons, and that the reason that it's used as a drug, an illegal drug, is because Americans demand the supply of it. So therefore, as long as they're going to demand it, they're going to grow it, because what are they going to do? Give up their jobs? Give up their industry? I mean, give up the money that they make? And, you got people in the rural areas that are picking that stuff. But the thing is, the United States says, okay, you've got to stop this. And so the United States hooks up with the military, and they're going around spraying these coca plants. Well, yeah, okay, but we're fooling around in their business. What, if we want cocaine use to end, why the hell don't we just turn around and concentrate on getting our own people to stop snorting it? And so what they do is what Evo Morales does is he just runs around and he just uses us as a whipping post. The evil Yankees and all of this and that. And Hugo Chavez is doing it. And Bin Laden's doing it. So we have to recognize, I think we have to step up to the plate and recognize the things that we've done. I also think we've got to stop giving Israel just a blank check.
Yeah, I agree. I think that for a long time, people have sort of seen us and seen our policy with a tinge of hypocrisy. And I think that one of the things that our country has to face immediately, and especially with this new administration and sort of this new outlook, I guess, if you will, is, we have to face this PR nightmare that we've created for ourselves. And by the end, part of it is, you can't clean up someone else's backyard if your own is a junkyard.
Yeah. You don't want cocaine here? Stop snorting it. You want peace in the Middle East? Stop giving Israel a free pass and start to demand out of the Palestinians and the Israelis that they sit down, because that they're neither one of them are going to get a ride on an American dollar. Tosh, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show. And you got a website or something you want to give out?
Yeah, well, we have, you know, one of the things, MilaColorado.org, it's one of the organizations I'm involved with. We do a lot of, you know, social activism and a lot of involvement. Not necessarily, you know, Mila doesn't do a whole lot of politics, but we do, you know, as Muslims, one of the things that we do is, you know, we try to, you know, get out of the mosque and get out of the house and just get involved in the, you know, greater good. And we have a food bank and you know, we engage in other, with especially other interfaith groups, just working in the community and trying to bring a positive light, you know, to the Muslim experience, but also to the American, you know, Muslim experience as well. So.
All right. Well, Taj, I'm still waiting for that invite to speak at your mosque, but.
It's coming. I promise you. I promise.
Yeah, okay.
You give me a ride in that Porsche, man. I gotta have that.
Yeah, you know, you promise it, but the check's in the mail. Okay. Anyway, okay. Listen, Taj, I love you, man. Thanks for being on the show. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Happy New Year's to you.
All right. Talk to you soon. There's Taj Ashashid, who is the executive director of Colorado Muslim Council. I know there's people out there saying, oh, boy, I'll listen to Jay now. You know, he's being anti-Semitic. He's being anti-Israeli. I don't know how I'd be anti-Semitic if I'm Jewish. But and then on top of that, nobody should be given a blank check on an American dollar. I don't think anybody should. 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. This is a guy who doesn't demand a blank check, but he does demand blank traffic. But I don't think that's what it's going to be, John.
No, Jay, we are pretty heavy this morning. Everybody back to work. Southbound 25 really stacked for you from 120th down to 84th, and then stop and go conditions from 58th on down past Spear Boulevard. Also busy in Aurora, southbound side from Colfax to Alameda, going to break loose, and then again bunch up for you after Parker Road on the trip to the approach, to the tech center. Also looking at stop-and-go jams eastbound 270 from 25 to Vasquez. Got a few accidents out there. Littleton Boulevard just west of Broadway there at Cherokee involves a RTD bus. Also got one to the east at Tower and Pena and a rollover at 160th and Gun Club Road. Your forecast? Partly cloudy, mild and windy with a high of 45. Your current downtown temperature, 31 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to get that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center, January 15th through the 18th. See hundreds of new...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit creditfreelife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving you.
Some peoples, like me, believe Russia would not have had such cruel dictators if only there had been great cup of coffee. Like the very rich coffee roasted right here in Denver by two Russian comrades of mine, Anatoly and Leonid. Their coffee is called Dazbog, after Russian god of richness. And I am telling you, America, Dazbog is not normal cup of spineless capitalist coffee. Hello, who makes world's strongest vodka? Russians! You are foolishly thinking they would make wimpy cup of coffee? Bolshevik! It's impossible to describe how rich is Dazbog's many coffees. One taste of Dazbog coffee and you will say niet to all other coffees. If Dazbog coffee was made in Russia in 16th century, Ivan would not have been so terrible. His joke. Do yourself a favor and try Dazbog coffee at King's Supers, Vitamin Cottage, or Dazbog cafes. From Russians, with love.
Discovering Lowe's has prices that can't be beat, guaranteed. Here it is in slow motion.
Wow.
Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something together. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Bottom. Because they're in for the long haul. And that's why they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Rocky's Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
You know, if your windshield has a chip, it's easy to say it can wait. Problem is, a chip is like a time bomb. It's 1,000 microcracks just waiting to spread. Take my last customer. He spotted a chip in his windshield weeks ago. He ignored it. Then yesterday, he went over a speed bump. The vibration shot up to the chip, and crack, it spread. Elite SafeLite had to replace the whole windshield. He was happy with the result, of course. Elite SafeLite replaces over 2 million windshields a year, but he could have avoided all that hassle and expense. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we're usually able to repair it in just a half an hour by injecting our special resin. A repair is lots cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite SafeLite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
You wouldn't let predators into your house, so why are you letting them into your computer? See who's been terrorizing your PC so you can lock them out permanently. Get a free comprehensive diagnosis today at GetProtectedOnline.com. Every day, computers are attacked with over 30,000 viruses and threats, even hackers trying to access your personal information, bank account numbers, your kid's school address, precious information that's being stolen. Protect yourself and your family with a free diagnosis from GetProtectedOnline.com. With your free diagnosis, you'll immediately detect viruses, intruders, even spyware that slows down everyday computer performance. If you'd like a free diagnosis for your computer, visit GetProtectedOnline.com. Locate these digital predators and lock them out of your PC for good. For all-in-one protection, get your free diagnosis at GetProtectedOnline.com. But hurry, this free diagnosis is available to the first 1,000 visitors. Go to GetProtectedOnline.com. That's GetProtectedOnline.com.
It's going to be gusty and windy today, but otherwise it looks pretty nice out there. Breezy and a high of 43. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, you want to comment about the Gaza? You want to comment about the Middle East? 303-713-7600 coming up at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about the crashing of the music, of the record industry in the digital age. But if you want to talk for the next 20 minutes about what's going on in Israel, what's going on in Gaza, what's going on between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Actually, I should be more accurate and say Hamas and the Israelis. 303-713-7600, and I got three lines open. Or maybe this, Justin, just doesn't interest you in the least. It's one of the few news items that I stayed in touch with while I was on vacation because you couldn't help it. It was all over most of the cable news networks. And the Middle East is extremely hard to understand. It's hard to understand what's going on there in some cases. But I still maintain what I've always said, which is if we don't settle things there, then we're going to just have it. Here's what I don't get. I don't understand why people in this country and why the government in this country doesn't see the fact that people, when they become desperate and they become angry enough, then they're going to resort to radical behavior. And that what we are is we're a big neon sign for injustice in the third world. And why we don't work to correct that. Now, I think Barack Obama's election is going to help, but I think we have to go, we have to, no matter what it takes, to me, I mean, if the economy's number one here, which I bundle that up with healthcare, then the other thing we got to do is we got to achieve peace in the Middle East. We have to. Because if we don't, we're going to have Iraq too somewhere. I mean, that's just reality. And if we were fairer in our dealings, you wouldn't have these radical feelings that go on towards the United States. And why do we always pretend that we're like the greatest thing happening? And then if I bring that up, people are going to say, oh, well, you're picking on America. No, but you know what? We make mistakes because we're human beings. And I'm tired of foreign policy in a lot of regards being held hostage by pressure groups. Anyway, if you want to react to some of this, 303-713-7600, or we might have to play MacArthur Park, which would make me react to anything. I actually like that song. John doesn't like it. But if we have to, we'll go into the punishment phase of the program. Here's Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jake. Thank you for taking the call. Happy New
Year. Happy New Year to you, too.
I think one of the things that is ignored in the whole Israel thing is that there can be no peace without justice.
Well, what do you describe as justice?
Well, the vast majority of the people who live in Gaza came from Israel proper. If not themselves, and most of them aren't at this time, it's their parents and grandparents. They were really ethnically cleansed from what is Israel.
Well, they were pushed out. They were pushed out. There's no question.
Right. And they need to return. That's the justice that must be accomplished.
Well, why can't they have, instead of returning, which I don't find any problem with that. I'm sure the Israelis might find problems with it, only under the guise that it'd be like saying to Al Qaeda, here, you know, come to the United States. But ultimately, in the end, there has to be a two-state solution, and we're not moving any closer to that, and we never do. We talk about it, we agree on it, everybody says it's okay, but we're not any farther towards that than we were last year at this time.
But CJ, a two-state solution is a false, unworkable solution. It is just like the Bantu homelands of South Africa. We as Americans say governments owe a duty to all people under their control. And to try to make one of these phony two-state solutions like the Banta homelands in South Africa is
First of all, okay, you get a lot farther in your dialogues with people when you stop using words like phony and other antagonistic terms. There are people in this country and around the world, including Palestinians and including a lot of Arabs, who believe that the Palestinians were relocated out of Israel forcefully, and that they do deserve to have their own state, and that they want a two-state solution. Now, there are others who don't, but the fact is, there are a lot who do, and it comes up as a discussion every single time we get into this, yet, as I said before, we don't make any moves for anything.
Well, and that's why I chose the word phony. Because I don't think after 40 years that all these advocates of a two-state solution are being genuine. I mean, you go back.
Well, who are you looking at as being advocates? Are you looking at us as being advocates?
Absolutely. We're not genuine when we talk about a two-state solution. I remember the Oslo Accords in 1993 with Bill Clinton participating in that thing where the Palestinians were guaranteed their own state in 7 years.
Well, you realize why that's not happening.
Because it was never intended to happen.
No, that's not the reason. Look at the way government works in this country. If you look at the way government works in this country and the way foreign policy is influenced, then you'll see why it's not happening. I mean, the Cuban Revolution, if you want to call it that now, just celebrated last week 50 years of existence. That's 50 years of staying alive despite what we have done. Now, Cuba is no more of a threat to the United States than Broomfield is a threat to Littleton. But the fact is that that embargo stays in place. Why does it stay in place? Well, it stays in place because you've got vested interests here in the United States who keep it in place. And you've got the same thing going on when it comes to the Middle East. You've got conservative Jewish organizations who have a lot of sway and have a lot of money and a lot of power. And there is no politician in this country that is going to stand up and is going to say that there should be a two-state solution, that we should work it out, and that there are going to be some parts of this that are not going to be attractive to the Israelis. That's political death in this country.
I absolutely agree. So, I mean, doesn't that prove my point that all this talk about a two-state solution is just phony talk?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Yeah, in one way it does, but in the other way it doesn't. What it proves is that when a small majority of Americans are extremely organized and put a lot of pressure on politicians, they'll get what they want while the rest of us sit back and we basically don't engage in that. That's what it proves. That's what it proves. Dave, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Dave,
I gotta run. Dave, you know what? I'd love to buy in to keep in talk with you, but I can't do it. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mr. Turk in traffic.
Wow, Jay, northbound side of I-25, really full from basically Castle Rock all the way up into downtown. Seeing stop-and-go jams from Happy Canyon up to Castle Pines Parkway. Going to break loose briefly for you before you hit more jams in around the Tech Center and the Bridges area down into 6th Avenue. Southbound side also full, especially that downtown quarter from 58th past Spear Boulevard. Also seeing really slow speeds in Aurora on 225. Going to be in the teens and 20s on the southbound side from Parker onto the Tech Center. Same deal on 270 traveling eastbound around downtown from 25 to Vasquez. We do have a few accidents out there. One at Tower and Pena, got a rollover at 160th and Gun Club Road. And in Littleton, got a crash involving an RTD bus there on Littleton Boulevard. It's just west of Broadway at Cherokee. Your forecast, partly cloudy, mild and windy with a high of 45. Your current downtown temperature, 32 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Catch the action and excitement of the Professional Bull Riders Denver Shootout January 12th through the 14th at the 2000...
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
In life, there are many kinds of love. With HD television, there are only two. The blind love you get with an HD TV that only gets a non-HD signal. And the true love you get when your HD TV is connected to brighter, sharper HD programming. Comcast can save you from the heartbreak of blind love with the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play. That's internet, phone, and digital TV with free HD. And access to over 1,000 HD choices with no equipment or access fees. Nobody else gives you that. Plus smarter home phone features and internet speeds that just keep getting faster. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up for the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play and save up to $240 your first year. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up now. Packages starting at just $114.99 per month. Savings claim based on a 12-month promotional period. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers with qualifying HD Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovephd.com.
Miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website, simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
7181.
752, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. And the person to give you that guidance is Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. And we have Mr. Spear on the line. Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, when you and Turkenheimer played Satisfaction today?
Yeah.
You like it and he doesn't, or he likes it and you don't?
No, he likes it.
Oh, you both like that one.
That one he likes. But you know what? When we launch this feature about getting this whole thing about liking, we'll put you on, let you vote too.
Well, bless you.
Steve Jobs said yesterday that he does not have a reoccurrence of pancreatic cancer, that he simply has a hormone imbalance, which is very simple to treat, and that's why he's been losing weight. That's got to inspire some confidence in Apple. How's Apple doing this morning?
Great question. Let's take a look at it. AAPL is the tickle symbol on it. Apple is up $1.65. Now, let's put that in perspective. That is 1.68%. So, you know, that's a pretty nice jump today on Apple. It's traded 4,500,000 shares, roughly. So a fair number of shares on Apple have traded, and it is trading up. But the whole market is trading up today. The Dow was down 81 points yesterday. Jay, as you know, today it's up 112. NASDAQ's up 24. That's a big jump on the NASDAQ. Yeah. In fact, let's put that in perspective here. That's up 1.5%. The S&P's up 14.8. That's 1.6%. The Marvin, which is obviously our favorite primarily because of its name, the Marvin Index, is up 1.7%. So it's a nice start to the second day of the full week of trading, first full week of trading in 2009.
So it looks pretty good so far.
Yeah, and we got slammed yesterday with our 2009 Outlook report. And so if you called in and the lines were busy, we're giving away a forecast of kind of what we see happening in 2009. And 2008 was an unprecedented year, Jay. So if you called yesterday and the lines were busy and you couldn't get in, call again today. I do have a few more copies of it. Probably about 50 copies. So if you call today, we'll get you your own copy of it. It's free. It's our forecast for 2009. Obviously, our annual forecast only comes out once a year, and we just got hammered with calls yesterday. So if you got lost in the shuffle, call today. It's a free report. We can email it or mail it to you. So please, by all means, call Presidential Brokerage for our free report. On our Outlook 2009 report.
Really good
report.
Yeah, and there's no strings attached to this. And
Wait. We can't attach any strings, Jay?
No.
Okay.
And Mr. Spear is not And Mr. Spear is not pushing anything.
No, no.
They're offering it free of charge, 303-749-2770, 303-749-2770. And I have to say that this is just one of the many indicators about why you want to go to Presidential Brokerage, because they're more than just an office full of stuffed shirts. They're people who do care about their clients, who do go the extra mile, who are extremely accommodating and very, very smart. And one of these mornings, when we get enough time, I want to talk about the process that you went through with Mary and myself,
okay,
taking a look at our financial future and how you calculated all of that out, because I think people sometimes come away with the feeling like, oh, you know, Spear, he's just sitting there with a pair of dice and throwing it up against the wall, and that's not how that works. So I think people need to know about that.
Yeah, and I think also something unique, if I may interject real quick here, Jay, if you go to a place that only offers mutual funds, I'm guessing that no matter what your problem is, they're going to say the solution to your problem is a mutual fund. If you go to a place that only offers annuities, I'm guessing that no matter what problem you toss at them, they think an annuity is the way to fix it. We have a full array of tools at our disposal. If it's a mutual fund, fine. If it's an annuity, fine. If it's a stock, fine. You know, we want to look at the individual situation, and it's probably going to be a combination of several things. It won't be everything in the mutual funds, everything in the stocks.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, Michael Spear can help you in all of these areas. He just can't give you directions to a restaurant. 303-749-2770. 303-749-2770. See ya.
See you tomorrow.
All right. 757 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4255. 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
How I wish you could see the potential. Potential of you and
this guy sounds a lot like Neil Young. Is it Neil Young? Who is this? Oh, Death Cab for Cutie. That you can't read. From the new KBCO Studio C CD. And I thought, John's whispering this in my ear, I thought this was Neil Young. All right, speaking of Neil Young, we're going to take a look at the record industry and why it is self-destructing with Steve Knopper coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So if you're at all interested in music, this is where you want to be.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent Office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine, so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Generators in anybody's books. That is a humanitarian crisis.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. In what's likely the Bush administration's last-ditch effort to end the Middle East fighting, Secretary of State Rice heads to the UN today to meet with Arab diplomats on a hoped-for ceasefire. The administration wants what's described as a durable plan aimed at stopping Hamas rocket attacks, securing borders, and ultimately ending the battle. Even with 2 weeks until the change in power in Washington, the administration says it has no deadline to halt the Middle East violence.
And don't look now, but the price of oil is back up around $50 a barrel, in part because of concern the Middle East turmoil could affect production, in part because Russia has cut natural gas deliveries to half a dozen neighboring countries.
Oil prices above $50 a barrel. That's an amazing turnaround when you consider just a few days ago, oil was near $33 or $35 a barrel. I mean, oil prices have gone up over 70% in a couple of days.
Oil analyst Phil Flynn, gasoline prices have gone up 7 cents in the past week. Well, the new Congress reports for work in 2 hours, two Senate seats will be empty. One is Barack Obama's vacant Illinois seat.
The situation is more than a little bizarre. Roland Burris was appointed to fill Barack Obama's Senate seat by Governor Rod Blagojevich, caught on tape saying he wanted money or favors to appoint someone. But Blagojevich is still the governor, and Burris, who's not implicated in any wrongdoing, says he'll show up today to be sworn in.
What has been done here is legal. That's legal. I am the junior senator from Illinois.
Though their legal position seems shaky, Democratic leaders say the whole process is tainted, so they won't let Burris take office. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
And Democratic Senator-elect Al Franken is expected to remain in Minnesota for the time being. The man he beat by 225 votes, Republican Norm Coleman, is fighting the election outcome in court. President-elect Obama's surprise choice to run the CIA is under fire, even from some Democrats. Former Congressman and Clinton White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta has no intelligence background. But former CIA Chief James Woolsey says that's not necessarily a handicap.
He can learn the intelligence business relatively quickly. The thing that really matters is calling it straight.
An undertaker in the Bahamas says the remains of John Travolta's teenage son Jet will be cremated before Travolta and wife Kelly Preston return to the United States with the ashes later today. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 101 points. This is CBS News.
I was driving my rig down the interstate, had an on-time bonus, couldn't afford to be late. So to save on fuel, save time and cash, I fly by the scale house, move on past with Pre-Pass.
Pre-Pass.
It's a bypass system, first of its kind. Checks my weight and my Dodge driving 65. Then a green light flashes up on my dash, and while the other rig stop, I just move on past with Pre-Pass.
Pre-pass.
With your good driving record, Pre-Pass can save you time and money on every haul. Highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash says drive on by. Try Pre-Pass free. We guarantee you'll want it along on every haul. Visit Pre-Pass.com or call 888-559-PASS to try Pre-Pass free. That's Pre-Pass.com or 888-559-PASS. 888-559-PASS.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. CDOT says it needs another $1 billion a year to maintain state roads and bridges. CDOT Executive Director Russell George holds a ready list of projects intended for the promised federal stimulus from the Obama administration.
In 6 months, we can have these contracts out on the ground. People can be turning dirt within 6 months.
George says $400 million would be a realistic expectation from the federal government. Governor Ritter says he's prepared to make big budget cuts to deal with the revenue shortfall that may be as high as $600 million.
We know that we can't build our way out of this recession by increasing fees for state services, that we're going to have to do budget cutting and we're going to have to do serious cutting.
The governor says tax increases are not in the plans. State departments have already been told to submit plans for cuts. Channels 9 and 7 plan to share a helicopter to cut costs. The TV news outfits would also share video from one cameraman in that chopper. Frontier Airlines has agreed with its pilots to a three-year contract that includes a 10% pay cut in the first year with lesser cuts in the next two. And 5 days left to spend those KB Toys gift cards. The bankrupt toy chain says it will honor gift cards through January 11th. That's Sunday. KB has stores in Colorado Mills in Lakewood and at the Castle Rock Factory outlets. Sports: Broncos today interview Cowboys offensive coordinator Jason Garrett and their own offensive coordinator Rick Dennison. Vikings defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier arrives tomorrow. And the Nuggets beat Indiana 135-115. Carmelo Anthony hurt his right hand. Doctors will look at it today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A left lane accident northbound I-25 right around Alameda, really slowing things down as you're making your way underneath the bridges trying to get towards the downtown area. Sunglare and Volume are teaming up to really bunch things up eastbound C-470. That starts right around University, taking you past Quebec. Speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s through that stretch. Heavy pockets on 2 1/4 after Parker Road as well. Very slow speeds on I-25 as you're heading out of Castle Rock. You're really going to bog down once you get to Happy Canyon, where speeds will drop into the single digits. Two-car crash. This is at least Dale and Dahlia. Should be cleaned up shortly. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you have some film or digital pics you'd like developed? Right now at King Supers, get...
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852. And visit the website, simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Also feel safer knowing you have just one pharmacy helping you manage all your medicines. Walgreens accepts most Medicare Part D plans.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay, I own a U-Haul company. Would you like to borrow a U-Haul and move to another state? 807, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Breezy high today, 43. It looks pretty nice out there today. Man, I was getting kind of bitter there yesterday. All right, we're going to talk about something that hits all of us, I think, unless you just basically don't care about music. But this also has to do with information as well. Steve Knopper is our guest. The book is Appetite for Self-Destruction. Steve Knopper has written for Rolling Stone. He has written for a number of publications. He's appeared as an expert source on CNN, MSNBC, NBC News, and one of my favorite radio stations, WNYC, FM in New York, and another one of my favorite radio stations, although not so hot now since CBS took it over, WXRT. And is Terry Hemmert still there? I believe she is.
I think she is still there. The biggest Beatles fan I've ever heard.
Yeah, she is. She's great. This book is called Appetite for Self-Destruction, The Spectacular Crash of the Record Industry in the Digital Age. And, you know, in looking, in looking at this book, it seems like I've been through all these phases. First of all, you talk about the 45 and the record industry killing off the 45. Talk a little bit about how that was a destructive move.
Well, what I talk about, the reason that I mention that in the book is because once the CD was introduced in the early 80s, everybody had to replace their record collection. And suddenly people were buying $18 CDs where they'd already bought an LP, as I'm sure you yourself did numerous times.
Sure, absolutely.
And so what happened was the record industry and everybody involved with it made tons of money off of CDs for a long period of time, from something like 84 to 2000. And then at some point during that process, around the late 80s, early 90s, they said, why do we need this 99-cent single? Why do we need this $1.50 single or whatever, you know, the thing that you're talking about that used to be the way music was delivered for years and years and years.
Right, right.
So they just got rid of it. And what happened was, in the late 90s, during that whole CD period, if you wanted to get your favorite song, you wanted to get Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, that's the example I use, or, you know, the Britney Spears single that was coming out that was huge, you had no choice. You had to go drive to the record store and buy a $15 to $18 CD, and that was the way it was delivered. But what if, and, you know, it didn't matter whether any of the other songs were good or not. You had to buy the whole album.
All right, that's the whole thing. This is what singles used to do.
Right.
Singles, 45s used to do this. I'm not sure I want to buy the artist's whole album. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy what's released as a single. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to both sides. I'm going to try to get a feel. And then maybe I'll make my decision there on whether I want to go buy an album. Now, CDs, they did put out single CDs, but not enough of it.
Right. Those never really took off because they wound up being not so far in price away from the regular CD.
Exactly.
And it usually wound up being like a five-song CD for $7.99 or something like
that.
They
called it an EP.
Right. And it wasn't really that cost-effective for the average consumer to go out and do what you're saying, you know, basically have cherry-pick one song, see if you like it, which I think is a reasonable thing to do. But the record industry, in its wisdom at the time, said, no, you know, we don't need these things. Why? They don't make us any money. See, selling a single for $1.50 or $2 or 99 cents or whatever, there's no profit margin in that. So instead, we're going to shift completely to CDs. And that's what they did for 10, 12, 15 years. And that's kind of what got, you know, right around that time when that was peaking, which I argue in the book, that the peak period of the $15 to $18 CD with one good song was the teen pop era. You know, Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys.
All these, like, boy bands and
right.
stuff.
Right. And, you know, I actually like a lot of those songs. I mean, some of those songs are classic pop songs. They're great sort of bubblegum pop songs. Breezy, they still sound great. But the problem was there were only a few of them on each CD. So you still had to pay that much money for just a few songs that you liked. And guess what came along right around that time? Napster. And I don't know, you know,
file
pretty
sharing.
Coincidental timing that Napster came out right around the time that people were going, wait a minute, I want just Tub Thumping. I don't want the rest of the Chumbawamba album, which isn't that good. You know, and so right around that time, Napster enabled people. Of course, it was illegal, and it involved copyright infringement. And I don't defend or justify that in the book. But I do think that the record labels should have created a new business model at that point and acknowledged that people wanted to use technology to cherry-pick the songs.
But corporate America, okay, they're always, it seems like, they're always behind the curve, not in front of it. Like, at that particular point is when they should have come along with their own online model where, well, what iTunes is now, where, well, you pay 99 cents, you can pick out as many tracks as you want. If it's no good, then you uncheck the box, it doesn't download to your iPod, and you're not out the money. Plus, on top of that, when you look at iTunes, what are you paying for most of those albums? $9.95?
Right, $9.99 is the price,
all right? How much was a CD? CD was like $17 or $18.
Right.
I mean, it's like they were asking to get blown apart.
Right. I think that's true. I mean, I have a quote at the beginning of the book with a clunky phrase called strategic inflection points. And I'm sorry, that's that kind of a clunky, you know, jargony phrase. But it was proposed by run Intel, and it basically means when an industry runs into that fork in the road, when something happens technologically, when you could take the fork where you just do it the same way you've always done it and just ignore it, or you could take the new fork, maybe take some temporary, you know, cut in your business when you go in the new direction, but eventually you have to be futuristic enough to see that it's going to take you to greater and greater heights.
But American business is not like that. Big corporations are
right.
Not like that.
We
they,
see
don't
that.
They don't take the long view. They only take the short view.
We see that in the auto industry right now. We
and
see
everything.
It in the newspaper industry.
Broadcasting.
It's very rare that people do what Intel did, which is, you know, go into the microprocessor industry and have the vision and the foresight to see that. And unfortunately, the record industry's the top levels of the record industry at that time in the Napster era, if you will, didn't have that kind of foresight. They had a lot of people on their staff that had that foresight, but they made the mistake of not listening to that.
You know, a lot of my friends, when CDs came along, they weren't resistant to it. It's like, okay, well, no, it's like going from 8-track to cassettes, which are now ultimately, you know, they're gone. But I think a lot of older people were resistant to downloading music. And now I find more and more people are downloading music. I was resistant to it 2 years ago. Now it's like, if I don't stop, I'll spend God knows how much money. I become like a music hog, like a vacuum cleaner. And the record companies are, you know, they got to be paying for this. I mean, it's got to be hurting them.
Well, right now, I mean, you're right. And what's happening is that digital music is becoming more and more popular. And the numbers just came out, the SoundScan numbers, and they show that a pretty consistent trend that CD sales are going down, 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 something like 15% last year. Digital sales, mostly through iTunes, are going way, way up through the roof. And so I get asked a lot, you know, why does that, is that a bad thing for the record industry? They still own and sell all that music. And the reason is because the profit margin of a $15 to $18 CD is much greater than the profit margin of a 99-cent song, which is still the basic way that you get a song online. So even if they sell, you know, more than a billion digital downloads of songs, which is a huge number, it's still not as good as if they had a few big hit CDs that they could sell the old-fashioned way.
Exactly. 8:16, 60 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Appetite for Self-Destruction, the spectacular crash of the record industry in the digital age. Steve Knopper is with me. You know something, though? The digital age and technology is overwhelming everything. I don't know how many people out there are really conscious of everything that's going on. For instance, you and I were talking here before you got on the air about e-books and about how Kindle is a big seller and Panasonic is a big seller with theirs. And now Apple has announced that they're going to jump into it, which means that they're going to totally destroy the book industry as we know it. I mean, I'll be able to read your book, but I'll get it online. I'll get it, you know, I'll pay $9.95 for it. And in a matter of like 20 seconds, it'll be on my reader.
Right. Right. I got in just in time with the old-fashioned book. But, you know, I think that maybe, as you mentioned, the Kindle and the e-book, I don't know as much about the book industry, but I think that maybe what you're talking about, the Kindle and the e-book, are one of those strategic inflection points. And maybe this is an example of the book industry going down the right road. On the other hand, God knows, maybe some Napster guy is going to come along and enable everybody in the world to download all the books for free. And all this stuff they're doing with the Kindle and the ebook will be useless. I don't know.
But there's a lot of people, you know what? There's a lot of people online that are offering their stuff for free to entice you to want to get more. And many times what they do is they will stick commercial announcements of some sort or another at the beginning and at the end. And I see more and more of that going on. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about bands giving music away, too, and how that affects the record industry. 818, if you want to get in on this conversation, 303-713-7600, 818, 18 minutes after 8. Appetite for Self-Destruction, the spectacular crash of the record industry in the digital age. Steve Knopper is with us. Here's a guy who refuses to download and only buys CDs, John Turk.
Thank you, Jay. We got a couple of accidents. Well, actually, several of them. One, blocking the left-hand lane, northbound I-25, just after Alameda, seeing some really heavy jams, basically bumper-to-bumper, single-digit speeds from University all the way past 6th Avenue. Also, a closure westbound I-70 at Glenwood Springs. Multiple accidents there. It is snowing in the area, so that has caused quite a few accidents, and they have closed down westbound I-70 at Glenwood. Back in Denver, seeing the normal jams eastbound C-470 from Broadway across Highlands Ranch to Quebec. Also on southbound 25 from I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Also extremely busy in Aurora, southbound 2 1/4, single-digit speeds from about Iliff down to the Tech Center. Also on 270, stop and go from 25 past Vasquez. One other crash on the surface streets to let you know about at Leedsdale and Dahlia. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny just...
Oh, feel the jets, man. I love this hot tub.
Bob, get out of my hot tub and go get your own from Spa Brokers. They have the best deals, and they carry Marquee Spas, the number one tub in Colorado.
But
no buts. My family wants to get in. Now get out.
But I'm not wearing a swimsuit.
You've got to be kidding.
Hurry into Spa Brokers during their annual floor model clearance sale. No money down, no payments for 12 months. Up to $2,000 trade-in on your old hot tub, even if it doesn't work. Showrooms in Aurora, Highlands Ranch, Westminster, and Parker. Go to spa-brokers.com, home of Marquee Spas.
The Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
This is Barry at Auto Wash. Call me Wacky because we're doing Wacky Wednesdays. Exterior washes with free vacuums for just $3 at our Riverboat and Arapahoe stores and $3 off full-service washes at our South Havana store. Holiday weeks are excluded. The Arapahoe Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat on Hamden is just east of I-25 at Poplar, and the Havana store is at Iliff and South Havana. Folks, love your car with washing and detailing. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
This is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
No, needed your help. Would you step up to make a difference?
Take your hands off her.
Or just keep walking. Tonight, what you'll see is so jaw-dropping, Oprah did a whole show just about what our hidden cameras catch. The all-new premiere of What Would You Do is tonight at 10, 9 Central on ABC, right after the premiere of Scrubs.
Why does this cough make me feel like my lungs are going to come out of my chest?
Robitussin knows one of the ways your body clears itself of mucus is by coughing. That's why Robitussin DM Max is formulated with a double dose of the medicine that helps your body clear away mucus compared to Robitussin DM, and it helps control your cough. Robitussin knows the relief you need. Robitussin DM Max. double the strength against mucus for a reason. Use as directed.
You are not going to hear this talk show host be too critical of Barack Obama for a period of time, if ever.
Ed Schultz.
The country is screwed up. I think it's hilarious how the talking heads are out there trying to resurrect Bush's reputation. And I'm just not going to buy into that conversation. The guy's a worthless president, worst in the history of this country. We're steamrolling to change, and I am not going to put under a microscope every single move Barack Obama makes before he's president of the United States.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 43. Going to be breezy. Appetite for self-destruction. The spectacular crash of the record industry in the digital age with Steve Knopper. Steve Knopper is with us. He writes Rolling Stone. Other publications. I got a couple of people on the lines at 303-713-7600 who want to ask you questions. I want to ask you about bands giving away music, but let's take these first and see what they have to say. Here's Tim in Denver. Tim, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I just want to say this is a great subject. And I really do think that it's the record industry's own greed that has caused this whole scenario to unfold. I worked at a record shop in the Bay Area during the transition from vinyl to CD, and I remembered very well, no consumer in America was asking for, excuse me, for their record collections to be replaced by CDs. This was the push from the record industry, from Philips Technology. And really, it was at that time that they let the digital genie out of the bottle that allowed for Napster to come in a few years later and create the current scenario that we have. So they're the ones that digitized the entire music collection that they were sitting on over so many years. And, you know, the quality in the first generation of CDs was horrible. You know, I think Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin went back and sued the record company because they took such poor quality masters, threw them on CD just to make people, you know, repurchase what they already owned on vinyl. And now they're going back and they're remastering and they're using the state-of-the-art technology to really bring up to speed what they should have been doing in the first place, but they wanted to push that market-squeezing technology out there, you know, to make people replace their record collections. So it's their own greed in the end that has created this scenario right now that we have.
All right, Steve, your comment on that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think you might enjoy the chapter in the book that deals with that exact thing. I have a whole chapter on the transition. My book actually starts with the adoption of the CD in the early 80s. So you're right about that, about how CDs were rushed into the marketplace. However, my reporting shows that the record industry, the big major labels themselves, were incredibly resistant to the CD at first. And you're accurate to say Philips and Sony, which were the companies that developed the CD, they were pushing incredibly hard to get the record labels to adopt the CD. But the heads of the record labels were very, very resistant at first.
So there you go again, corporate America.
They actually thought it would wind up being a piracy device. They saw that in the early 80s. They did not see, of course, the internet, and so, you know, CDs were developed in a non-protected way that would come back and bite them. And in fact, the CD, you know, the thesis of my book, one of the theses of my book is that the very thing that made record labels and record moguls and the whole industry incredibly rich, which was digital music in the form of the CD, kind of wound up destroying them in the end in the form of digital music online.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can remember right before the CD transition, there was also the whole campaign that home recording is killing the music industry, which was about cassettes, because they felt that cassettes are high quality.
Yeah, people passing cassettes around, sure.
Right, piracy has been the boogeyman in the record industry for a long, long time, well before Napster, you know, going back to the 70s. And the record industry has been incredibly resistant over time to home taping and that sort of thing. And in fact, I have a chapter in there about how Sony wanted to introduce the digital audio tape, which was a pretty good product. But through a series of machinations, the record moguls kind of stamped that down and got rid of it because, you know, it would allow people to not only make one copy of a CD that's perfect, but also a copy of the copy and a copy of the copy of the copy, and all those would be perfect. And that was very scary to them.
And here's one other situation that I think has really become prevalent. You know, I would say that during the era of the LP, which was really, I think, kind of the zenith of music, I mean, the artists were able to put out 45 minutes approximately of music that was exactly what they wanted it to be. There really aren't that many great double albums out there. I mean, I could probably count them on one hand, to be honest. A lot of them are just filler, no matter how good you think they really were. Well, now CDs, they run 75 to 90 minutes. I'm sorry, most bands don't have 75 to 90 minutes worth of stuff to say on a record. But now that's how much is on there. So it's a lot of filler.
Yeah, I concur with that. I'm also a music critic, and I review a lot of records. And, man, if those were shorter, it would make my job a lot easier.
Okay. All right, I got to put in a plug for somebody who's got a double CD out, and it doesn't have any filler in it. And that's my friend Tom Russell, and he's got his anthology CD out, which is great. I mean, Russell's like this really great undiscovered, you know, kind of guy who records on small labels and tours Europe and has a large following there. But, you know, the other thing, too, is for guys like him and others, the Internet is a and he still sells CDs, you know, from his merch table. But the Internet is a saving grace for those folks, too, because they can't get the exposure that they need like you used to have in the old days.
Right. I think that's correct. I think that this new technology is a huge blessing for artists in a lot of different ways. And they've had to change their mindset, too, to kind of get away from the idea that the only way we can make money is selling CDs. And Tom Russell, I'm a fan of his, too. He's a great singer-songwriter.
Well, why don't you write something about him for Rolling Stone? What's the problem?
I'm not in charge of the review section there, unfortunately.
I've known him for... So. Well, you should do it like a profile. I've known him for like 20 years. All right. Hey, Tim. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Doug. In Denver. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
A couple things. One, I'm your age, so I had a pretty big vinyl collection. The first thing that struck me about CDs was the price differential. We used to be able to buy albums for $4 or $5. So the fact that you had to buy new equipment and buy all your albums at 3 to 4 times the price was a killer initially. But changing topics, the online downloads, like Nine Inch Nails has offered a couple of their albums free that I probably wouldn't have bought to try out, but downloading them free, there's actually some nice tracks in there.
Yeah, I was gonna ask Steve about this. I know Big Head Todd and the Monsters do exactly the same thing. There's other groups that give away that. So how does that affect, Steve, how does that affect the record industry, and then how does it help the bands?
Well, you tagged it. It's not that great for the record industry, by which I mean the major record labels that still make most of their money off of selling CDs in stores, mostly like Walmart and Best Buy these days. So that's kind of the way they make their biggest money. So the idea of giving away music for free is not that great for the record industry. However, for a band like Nine Inch Nails, who you mentioned, or Big Head Todd and the Monsters, or certainly Radiohead, who kind of was the most prominent example
right,
of that,
yeah.
Well, first of all, Radiohead was brilliant because they said you can name your own price. And so a lot of people did get it for free, but a lot of people paid. So they thought maybe there was a risk that they'd make zero off of that album In Rainbows that came out a year before last. But instead, they made something like, I forget the exact number, but it was more than $1 million just on pure profit from all the sales that they made online because they had no expenses. But in addition to that, artists more and more are now using free music to promote some other thing. The kind of the bottom line of what Radiohead did, and to an extent what Nine Inch Nails are doing, is to promote their concert tours. And concerts are still an incredibly lucrative part of the music business. So okay. when these acts give away music for free, they get huge publicity, they get huge marketing, they go out and put their concerts on sale, then they sell all the merchandise and the T-shirts. Suddenly you start to see how that becomes kind of a good business model for the artists.
Any other comments, Doug?
I happen to like all the Tub Thumper album.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Say that again.
The whole album with Tub Thumper on it by Chumbawamba. I actually like the whole album.
Yes, yeah, I'm a critic. What can I say?
Well, you see, you're not in charge of the review section. You said of Rolling Stone.
That's right. I'm not a critic for Rolling Stone. For Rolling Stone, I cover the music business. I do review albums elsewhere, though.
Oh, where else?
Sometimes the Washington Post. Sometimes, who else do I review for? Mainly the Washington Post these days. I do concert reviews sometimes for the Rocky Mountain News, but we'll see how long that lasts. Which is, I don't mean that to be flip. I had
to throw that in there, didn't you?
Well, you know, I'm very sad about the Rocky Mountain News. I sure hope that they survive.
I hope they do too. Hey, Doug, thanks.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to reading the book.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
And so as a writer like that, I'm sure you get pitched a million stories a week.
Yes, yes. But, you know, the stories I'm looking for are the really interesting business
stories. I'm telling you, Tom Russell.
Yeah, okay.
Tom Russell. You got to look into the guy.
I'll look into it.
He's coming to town, by the way, in April, too.
Okay.
You want to go with me?
Sure.
The guy's got this fantastic story, and I don't know why anybody just doesn't pick up on it. you know, the fact that he worked in the Peace Corps, that he did all this stuff. And now it's like he's just a star in Europe, but he's, you know, he has a good cult following here. But he's just done all these things. He's the most fascinating person I think I've ever met. I really believe that.
I'll go back and check him out.
Doggone it. I'll keep on you till you do. 8:32, 32 minutes after the hour. If you want to ask more questions about downloading and music and about the record industry, 303-713-7600. Steve Knopper is with us. Appetite for Self-Destruction, the spectacular crash of the record industry in the digital age. And I want to talk about the debauchery of the record industry when we get back here. But right now, John is going to talk about what's going on with traffic.
Thank you, Jay. I got an accident blocking the left-hand lane of northbound I-25 just after Alameda. Going to see stop-and-go jams back around DU. Also going to be a little tough for you getting out of Castle Rock on 25. I'm seeing some jams there from Happy Canyon up to Castle Pines Parkway. Speeds are starting to improve there, just hitting about the 30s and 40s, but add about another 15, 20 minutes to that trip. Also, working some stop-and-go jams southbound 25 from 70 past Spear in Aurora on 225 as you're approaching the Tech Center after Yosemite. Also seeing as you travel across Highlands Ranch from Broadway up to Quebec. Got another accident at Leedsdale and Dahlia, and in the high country, a closure near Glenwood Springs, westbound I-70 shut down there. Detours are in place. This a lot of snow up in that area has caused multiple accidents, and again, that closure westbound I-70 at Glenwood Springs. One surface street crash at Leedsdale and Dahlia. Your forecast, partly cloudy, mild, and windy with a high of 45 degrees. Your current downtown temperature, 32. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let K&H Home Solutions make your home comfy and your accountant happy. For a limited time, when you buy one window at K&H, you'll get...
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Stop paying high heating bills for good and reduce your dependence on the grid. The new SolarMax heating panel is the affordable solar option to significantly lower your propane, natural gas, and electric heat bills. Install a SolarMax heater now, and you'll be amazed how low your heating bills will be throughout the winter. SolarMax runs on free energy from the sun, so all you pay for is the heating panel, which typically pays for itself within 3 to 6 years. The SolarMax is a complementary heating system that works with your existing system. When the sun is shining, the SolarMax takes over heating your home. And because Colorado sun shines an average of 300 days per year, you can heat your home for pennies a day almost every day. Plus, you can feel good about using green energy. Pay for it once. Save for the life of your home. Call 303-295-7652 or visit solargreen.us and schedule an install or free in-home consultation. That number again is 303-295-7652.
SUVs, whatever it is you're thinking about. Plus, on top of that, they've got their matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade-in, too. A lot of car places say, hey, let us see your trade-in. Then they do what they call in the auto business, kicking your trade. But that won't happen at Rockies. And they'll show you the book price on anything that you want to buy. Plus, on top of that, they've got solid lines of non-predatory lenders who are ready to work with you. They got great hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And you don't stay in business that long unless you do something right. And I'm proud to have my name associated with them. And I bought, and I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. So check out Rocky's Autos. Ask my friend Spanky Herrera out there and talk to him, because they can take care of you, and they will take care of you. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
A clean car is a happy car. Hi, this is Barry from Auto Wash. Auto Wash services range from affordable exterior and full-service washes to detailing that bring back your car's new look and feel. Visit Auto Wash's 3 car wash and detail centers for friendly quality service. Our Arapahoe Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat is just east of I-25 at Hamden and Poplar. The Aurora store is at Iliff and Havana. So, remember to love your car. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
We're back with coin expert Bill Gale. Now, Bill, I've been drooling over something called a silver $100 union.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty,
And the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 Union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 Unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-900-2144. That's 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Hi, here's some Neil. 8:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Appetite for self-destruction, the spectacular crash of the record industry in the digital age. Steve Knopper writes for Rolling Stone and numerous other publications. That'd be fair to say that, wouldn't it?
That's very fair.
All right.
I'm a freelancer. Whoever pays.
All right. 303-713-7600. And by the way, Steve's got his own site, knops.com.
Correct. K-N-O-P-P-S.
And what's on there? Blog?
Yeah. I have a blog that I connect to there. News about the book. My basic resume, you know, articles I've written.
Did you build your own website?
I'm in a band, and the drummer in our band, the Propane Daisies, designed the website for me, and he's really brilliant at it.
Can he do mine?
I'll ask him. I'm sure he'd love to.
And what about the Propane Daisies? Where do we get your stuff?
They have a MySpace page, so you can look them up on MySpace. But we're a young, emerging local band, let's say. And
all right, what kind of Jordan? Hang on a second, I'll get to your question. What kind of music do you play?
They call it alt garageicana. So
I love garage band music.
It's not my name for it, but I think it fits. But I sort of hear it. I'm the keyboardist in the band, so I'm a little biased about this. But I hear it as sort of a late '70s Elvis Costello and the Attractions kind of sound with a little country thrown in.
How cool. Where do you guys play locally?
We do. You know, we're all old guys like me, so we all have other jobs, and none of us have delusions of grandeur, but we play occasionally, and we do it when we can squeeze in the time. And we have a singer-songwriter who plays guitar, and he's really good at what he does. I enjoy playing with him.
Want to come in here and play one day on the air live?
I am sure they would love that. We'll send you a tape. A CD, a download.
You don't have to send me a tape.
Yeah, I'd love it. Great. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Jordan in Denver, who's been hanging on. Jordan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm just driving in the car right now, and your whole discussion makes me think I grew up in upstate New York, and I just always remember how Kodak missed the boat with film and digital.
Mm.
And they thought they were competing with Fuji to sell film, but really their competition was technology. I know a lot of friends I grew up with, parents don't have jobs anymore because a corporation was, didn't understand their competition and was slow to react.
Man, strategic inflection points, they'll get you every time. But, yeah, no, I don't know that much about the film industry, but my understanding is that, yes, it went through that same transition. The auto industry is going through it now, newspapers, books, all this stuff we're talking about. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, just companies that can't see the forest for the trees, if you will.
Yep, I agree. Although Kodak seems to be doing pretty well with the digital industry.
Yeah, they've made a comeback.
Yeah,
They've made a comeback, absolutely. But they were very slow to react. They were pushing legislation to try to put protective measures against Fuji and everything, and just a lot of companies like Panasonic and others got out way in front of them on the digital.
You know, I would add one thing to that. I don't think this is an example of Kodak or the film industry, but I think that an industry that gets the reputation of having its consumers be angry at the companies is not a good thing. And I just thought of this because I'm thinking about the Blockbuster video rental model.
Right.
It seems like they make a ton of their money off of late fees, and that tends to irritate the consumers. And so for years and years, they were pretty much the only game in town to do that. and it worked great in the short term. All of a sudden, Netflix came along.
Use Netflix.
Right, which is,
yeah,
number
so
one, it's a great convenient model. But number two, I think there was an element of, this is so great, we don't have to pay late fees anymore. You know, and so I think that happened in the record industry, too, that there were people, you know, when Napster came along, people were just happy that they didn't have to buy these $18 CDs, which they considered, you know, a little bit overdone.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree. I'm glad you brought up the point about the record industry getting greedy, because that's kind of how I've always looked at it, that they overpriced their product and it almost created the incentive for technology to create competition.
That's true. Although I want to clarify one thing. I am not a pro-copyright infringement guy. I actually think that file sharing is theft. And, you know, I'm not one of those kind of information wants to be free kind of internet guys. But I do think that the record industry, in getting so bent out of shape about that and single-mindedly shifting their focus to you know, stamping that out and suing it to non-existence, I think they ignored all the technological opportunity and the new business that came along.
The signs were there for them to make the transition, but they ignored the signs because they were so angry about copyright infringement and that whole shebang and all that, that instead of sitting there saying, well, now, wait a minute, instead of having to deal with them, why don't we just do our own and wipe them out or push them out of the picture? They let it go.
Right. I agree. My book talks a lot about the opportunities that they missed because of that very thing. I mean, for years and years and years, you know, you guys have been talking about records and CDs and prices and all that stuff, and all of that's true. But in addition, the music industry, the record labels, controlled everything. Their customers were the retail stores, not us, not the consumers. And so every link in the food chain, the records that were shipped in crates, on trucks, to warehouses, to record stores, the returns that went back to labels, that whole process was all owned and controlled by the record labels for many, many, many years, and they made tons of money off of it. So one of the reasons that downloads became a threat, in addition, of course, to piracy, which I think was a pretty legitimate, you know, interpretation of that as a threat. But one of the reasons was, suddenly none of this distribution stuff is necessary. You don't need the trucks or the crates or all these things you've been profiting mm-hmm. from for years.
I do have one more question, though. I remember back when you were talking about before how they went after the user when file sharing started and everything. And I always remember at the time thinking that it was okay. I agreed this was all theft and it was okay to go after the end user. But I also felt like you saw CDs and albums coming out online before they were released officially.
Mm-hmm.
And you wondered, why weren't they taking care of their own in-house operations? Because this stuff had to leak from somewhere.
You're asking, why weren't these leaks protected more effectively?
Yeah, why didn't they clean up their own in-house operation while they're going after, you know, the Napster users?
Yeah, you know, that's actually a good question. And I don't deal with that too much in my book, but I my sense is that when a major act makes an album, a lot of people in the food chain hear it and get copies of it, the producers,
okay,
the engineers.
So it could come from anywhere.
Right, it could have come from anywhere. I frankly think, you know, the record labels can't or the bands, they can't really control that as much as they'd like. And I think bands do get very upset when those leaks happen.
Because I always thought of that as one of the more frustrating things, because that's, you know, the record labels were making too much money because they overpriced their product at first or for a while there, but that they were losing money that they should very fairly earn when music was leaking ahead of time.
I think that's
more than like a friend of mine having a good CD and burning me a copy.
I think
like
that's
what you used to do with tapes,
yep,
and cassettes.
I think that's a fair point. I think that pre-release leaks are something that's a totally different animal than, you know, once a song comes out, you share it with a friend online. And also, you know, one thing that I would add is that in 2000, when Radiohead came out with Kid A, they actually used those leaks to their advantage. They actually sort of put out their own leaks, and this got some attention at the time. And their album, it was, I believe, if I recall right, it was Radiohead's first number one debut in their first week. And this was after months and months of sort of cultivating these leaks and kind of creating this mystery about where these leaks were coming from. And they did a pretty interesting promotional thing there.
You know, you were talking about In Rainbows. I ended up buying that album twice.
Really?
I bought the download, and I paid, I thought $10 is a fair price to pay for an album. So I bought it, but then when they came out with the in-store version, they had six extra songs on the back end, and I just thought it'd be worth having.
And did
so you went out and bought it twice.
Did you feel like that was a good deal?
That's one of my favorite bands.
Did you feel like that was a good deal, or did you feel like, oh, this is no fair, I have to pay for this twice?
No, I didn't mind paying for it twice. I chose to... I thought that the releasing it free and letting you name your own price, whether it was 2 cents, because it was based in pounds, so it had to be 2 cents, or to whatever price, I thought that was great. I had no problem paying $10. It's one of my favorite bands, and they came out with a great album, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's the key. Right there. Accessibility.
Yeah, the great album.
Accessibility. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
Feeling like you're not getting ripped off.
Yep.
You know, so you're not angry at the record company. And you like the band enough, I mean, you'll go in there and pay $9.95, and then if you get six extra songs on a CD, bonus tracks, you'll take that too.
Also, yeah go ahead.
I was just going to say, a lot of times it comes down to, for me, it comes down to the act. You know, if Radiohead comes out with a CD, I want to go buy it. If Outkast comes out with a CD, I want to go buy it. But there's some groups I like, I don't love. Maybe I wait for a friend to, you know, give me a copy when once they discover it's good.
You know,
I kind of discern that way.
Yeah, I think that you're very much like many music fans, which is that you know, you're very loyal to the acts that you like, and those acts that can recognize a fan like you and communicate with you, you know, they get your email address maybe, or they can send you stuff about when new stuff is coming out. That's incredibly powerful and something that the internet age has really enabled. The record labels are trying very hard to take control of that and have that kind of pipeline to the fans. But the problem is the bands actually do a better job of it. And that's why some of the power in the record industry right now has shifted from the labels, who are sort of middlemen when it all comes down to it, to the bands and their managers.
Which I think is great.
Well,
I think it's great.
Hey,
Jordan.
Jordan. No, it's fine, guys. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely. Hey, power to the creative collective. You know what I'm saying? Let them do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, screw the record companies. Because I think you're right. I think most people, if you really probe them, they're going to tell you they're angry at the record companies because they feel like they've been ripped off for years.
Yeah, I think to an extent that's fair, but there's always the danger of the management company, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss kind of thing. The management companies come in. There's some pretty shady managers out there, too. You know, but I do think the idea of eliminating the middleman, the middle person, and having, you know, one person represent the act and try to get between the act and the fans and create this whole sort of world where there's communication between the two, there's products you can send, callers, people like Jordan, who, you know, they'll take anything Radiohead does as long as it's good, and they'll be loyal and they'll just keep buying stuff because they want to, because it's quality stuff. That, I mean, that's you can't underestimate that business.
Well, John Turk's like that when it comes to Widespread Panic. Well, aren't you, John? You'll buy anything that's out there.
Yeah, I will. And I'll record anything that's out there, too.
And Widespread Panic is an example of an act who, you know, like a lot of those kind of so-called jamming bands like String Cheese Incident and Umphrey's McGee and those kind of acts, they're doing some really interesting things with concert recordings. You know, they long ago sort of got rid of the need for a record label because they play something different every night, and the fans in that sort of Grateful Dead mode want all of it. So the bands will make it available to the fans to download online or to get CDs.
It's
a huge business model.
You're preaching to the choir right here.
It is, and if you see, Steve, a lot of these things are simulcasting their live shows now on the internet and charging fans for that as well.
It's a great way. These acts have really hit on a niche. I think that's one of the more successful business niches in the industry from the artist's perspective right now.
I should plug my own products, shouldn't I?
Please.
Okay, if you want to find out about my novel, which I had published 12 years ago, which, by the way, it's not for the faint of heart.
Or kids.
Or kids, and it's hard to read because it's experimental crime fiction. Go to jmarvinblog.com, and there's a link to Amazon where you can get it. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Our guest is Steve Knopper, Appetite for Self-Destruction, the spectacular crash of the record industry in the digital age. You've got some book signings coming up. We'll talk about that, but right now we'll get to John Turk and traffic.
Thank you, Jay. Still slow traffic on northbound 25 from Downing Street up to 6th Avenue. That's due to an earlier crash at Alameda. They have just cleaned that up, but still going to be slow going, trying to get into downtown. Also got a crash south or northbound Santa Fe at just after Mississippi. That's a pretty busy intersection, so expect to get held up there as you're approaching I-25. Also looking at the jams on 270, loosening up a little bit, but still going to be slow for you, traveling eastbound from 25 to Vasquez. The drive across Highlands Ranch also improving on C-470 from Broadway to Quebec. Still working this closure in the high country, though. Multiple accidents are responsible for a closure. Westbound I-70 at Glenwood Springs, they do have detours in place. Snow is falling in that area all the way to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Also working high wind advisories along I-70 between Idaho Springs and C-470 and on Highway 93 between Golden and Boulder. Your forecast, a lot like yesterday, sunny to start, partly cloudy this afternoon. Going to be windy, too. Highs in the lower 40s. Right now, 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Got a buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and small order of tater tots for...
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Harbin here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Feel the jets, man. I love this hot tub.
Bob, get out of my hot tub and go get your own from Spa Brokers. They have the best deals, and they carry Marquee Spas, the number one tub in Colorado.
But...
No buts. My family wants to get in. Now get out.
But I'm not wearing a swimsuit.
You've got to be kidding.
Hurry into Spa Brokers during their annual floor model clearance sale. No money down, no payments for 12 months. Up to $2,000 trade-in on your old hot tub, even if it doesn't work. Showrooms in Aurora, Highlands Ranch, Westminster, and Parker. Go to spa-brokers.com. Home of Marquee Spas.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit creditfreelife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
And for your free quote, call 800-600-8286. That's 800-600-8286.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and concentration. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away one free bottle of our Omega Berry fish oil to anyone and everyone who calls. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, concentration, and heart health. Best of all, one full-size bottle is yours for free. Find out how by calling 1-800-400-8813. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you a free bottle of our skin rejuvenating serum. The number for your free bottle and free gift is 1-800-400-8813, but you have to call now. 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
Hello. Oh, there we go.
8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Appetite for Self-Destruction, the spectacular crash of the record industry in the digital age. Steve Knopper, check him out at knops.com. Also, Propane Daisies will be appearing at a radio station near you.
That's the band.
All right, book signings tonight at the Tattered Cover.
Yep, 7:30 p.m. on Colfax.
Okay, where else?
Boulder Bookstore this coming Thursday night, the 8th at 7:30.
That's great.
Thank you.
And you know what? See, here we go. And nobody ever, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know you lived in Denver.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell people that I'm Rolling Stone's Rocky Mountain Bureau, but it's just really, it's pure coincidence.
You know what you should do? You know what you should do on Fridays? You should come on this show on Fridays and review music.
Okay.
I'm serious. And then you can plug your band and you can plug your site and you can plug everything.
I'd love to.
Because that's what we're all about here. We're all about plugging anything and everything.
Just tell me the time. I'll be here. The stack of CDs or downloads.
Or downloads.
A stack of downloads.
Like me. How many, just real quick here, how many songs do you think you have downloaded on your iPod?
Oh, man, actually downloaded as opposed to ripping my own collection from a CD.
Downloaded.
Oh, man, I would say probably 200, maybe 300, 400.
I'm going to tell you something. I am starting to get into serious trouble.
Oh, yeah?
You know, downloading music. I mean, I'm ripping stuff right and left every day for my CD collection, but I am really getting into trouble downloading.
Well, there's also shortcuts you can do. I mean, iTunes can add up, as you know, but there's also a service called eMusic, which I like a lot, and that's an independent record label service, and it's a monthly subscription fee, and you can get pretty much endless downloads.
You're going to have to email that to me. All right, and you also have a Facebook page?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
So look for Steve Knopper, right?
Right.
That's your Facebook page.
Yep.
Hey, Steve, thanks. And we want to have you back in again.
I'd love to. Thanks, Jay. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, great hour. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Listen to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, online at am760.net. Don't miss a minute of AM 760 from work, courtesy of John Buckley, Attorney at Law. jbuckleylaw.com. It's AM 760 on am760.net.
Credit card debt. It causes stress in your life, arguments with your loved ones,
and collection agents calling you nonstop.
If you feel like you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and
stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The plot thickens in what's become the drama of the 111th Congress, which is set to convene in an hour. We're live with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill, where the man who insists he's the new senator from Illinois has arrived.
We've never seen anything quite like this. Roland Burris came in to claim his Senate seat. He's a Democrat, but Democratic leaders don't want to let him in because he was appointed by a governor accused of trying to sell the seat to the highest bidder. For now, though, Senate Leader Harry Reid is relying on a technicality that the Illinois Secretary of State refuses to sign the appointment.
Roland Burris has not been certified by the state of Illinois. When that takes place, we'll, of course, review it.
The Minnesota Senate seat won't be filled today either. Democrat Al Franken won a recount, but Republicans are going to court. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Intense fighting in Gaza and mounting civilian casualties. This is day 11 of Israel's offensive against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, with the United Nations humanitarian official now demanding an investigation of a tank attack near a UN school. Medical officials say at least 40 Palestinians were killed.
It's not good enough for the Israelis to drop leaflets saying move to safety. There is no safety in Gaza.
The UN's Chris Gunness is inside Gaza.
It's not good enough for, I'm not saying that Israel is deliberately targeting civilians. What I am saying is that civilians are being, in large numbers, caught in the crossfire.
The Bush administration today renews diplomatic efforts to end the violence in Gaza. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Clearly, Nick, with the inauguration 2 weeks from today, this is seen as the start of the administration's final effort on this Middle East crisis. The State Department this morning calls for an immediate ceasefire that would hold up over time. A spokesman outlined hopes for a durable and sustainable agreement that would not be time-limited. That's what Secretary of State Rice is promoting today as she heads into urgent meetings at the United Nations. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Gloomy record set in two new economic reports out this morning. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales in November nosedived to the lowest level ever. The Commerce Department says November factory orders plunged for an unprecedented fourth straight month. New York University economist Lawrence White says there is no mistaking the message.
Jeez. Newest figures just reinforce everything else we know about the economy. It is weak. It is getting weaker.
Five former Blackwater Security employees are due in federal court in Washington this afternoon to face manslaughter charges in the deaths of 17 Iraqi civilians more than 2 years ago. Men are expected to plead not guilty. Well, health spending topped $2 trillion in 2007, but it increased at the slowest rate since 1998. Micah Hartman is with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
That was increased generic drugs, slower growth in prices, and growing consumer safety concerns.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 97 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, we're back with Worryline. Who are we talking with?
It's Cameron.
Cameron, what's worrying you today?
I'm freaking out.
Really? You don't sound like you're freaking out.
I know. That's what's freaking me out.
Okay, try and calm down.
I am calm.
So what's making you so calm? It's your mother, isn't it?
No, Mom's cool. It's my Volkswagen.
Oh.
It came with carefree maintenance.
And this has made you feel different, hasn't it?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I used to worry about my car all the time, but now I don't.
Mm.
What is happening to me?
I think you may be having an anti-anxiety attack.
A what?
Yes, it's an overwhelming sensation that everything is totally under control.
Okay, what do I do?
Nothing. There's no problem.
Cool. I guess I don't need you.
What? Hello?
Stop into your local Volkswagen dealer and ask about the Carefree Maintenance Program. No charge scheduled maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first, on all 2009 Volkswagen models. Peace of mind. It's what the people want.
The Carefree Maintenance Program covers the vehicle's scheduled maintenance during the terms of the new vehicle warranty at no additional charge. Some limitations apply. See dealer for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. One woman is dead and another's been hospitalized after a carbon monoxide leak at an apartment complex near DU.
You know, the information we got from witnesses is that the flue cap itself had been blown off during that last windstorm. It had been repaired. We certainly don't know. That's going to be investigated. That's certainly a probability.
Denver Fire's Phil Champagne says they initially evacuated all 42 apartments, but the leak was confined to one floor. Lone Tree police are looking for a man who crashed into a woman's car and then robbed her when she pulled over. Deputy City Manager Michelle Cavella tells 9 News it's not an unusual criminal tactic.
If you're nervous or feel uncomfortable about the situation, you think something is suspicious with it all, just stay in your vehicle and call 911 immediately.
The suspect is described as a white male in his mid-40s with salt and pepper facial hair. NTSB investigators say they have most of what they need from the wreckage of that Continental jetliner that crashed at DIA.
We're going to leave the airplane here probably till the end of the month or so, just in case.
Chief Investigator Bill English. Channels 9 and 7 plan to share a helicopter to cut costs. The TV news outfits would also share video from one cameraman in that chopper. And Frontier Airlines pilots have agreed to a 3-year contract that includes a 10% pay cut in the first year and lesser cuts in the next 2. Sports. Broncos today interview Cowboys offensive coordinator Jason Garrett and their own offensive coordinator Rick Dennison. Tomorrow, it's Vikings defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier. And the Nuggets over Indiana, 135-115, but Carmelo Anthony hurt his right hand. Doctors will look at it today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An accident northbound I-25 approaching 6th Avenue still causing delays as you're trying to head downtown. Maybe some curiosity slowdowns on that southbound side but past that crash. But if you are making your way out of the tech center, you're going to have to add about 15 minutes onto your drive. We're still looking at a few heavy pockets on 225 after Parker Road, but those are kind of improving. Crews have cleaned up a wreck Santa Fe and Mississippi. Wintry driving conditions along I-72 and through Summit County. Chain laws are going to be in effect. Big rigs, both directions of the highway in Vail, as well as over Loveland Pass. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or evenings. Classes start March 23rd. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
The good news is that happiness is contagious.
We'll spread it around, everybody.
Randy Rose.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy. Because that increases my chances of being happy by 15%. Did you know that? A study that came out said that happiness is contagious, but I do suspect that conservatives are working on a vaccine for it before they leave office, and I think that we've already received ours here at this location.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Afternoons 1 to 4.
It would be this never-ending cycle of happiness.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We're going to open the show with thank you for listening. Every morning here on AM 760 for Resident Talk. Instead of having all these people praising me, it makes me uncomfortable. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9, breezy and a high today of 43. It's time for our weekly media misinformation report with Senior Fellow at Media Matters for America, Eric Bullard. Eric is the author of Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. He worked for 5 years as a senior writer for Salon.com. where he wrote extensively about the medium politics. Boy, nobody knows, I say this every time he's on, nobody knows broadcasting and radio like this guy does. Prior to that, he worked as contributing editor for Rolling Stone, and you can check out his work at MediaMatters.org. And Eric, hope you had a good holiday. Oh, let me try again. This is just a morning full of problems here. Hey, Eric, hope you had a good holiday.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there.
That's it? You're just hanging in?
Yeah, I'm, you know.
Yeah, I do know. Amidst all of this disgusting and disappointing information that we're having to wade through here. All right, I want to get right into this Ann Coulter situation.
Yeah.
Why does Harry Smith gets on and says, well, you know, Ann Coulter thinks that I'm certifiably insane. Having her on the program this morning. I mean, what is the deal with this woman who puts out this book with tons of inaccuracies and also just spews all this hate, and she gets a platform on CBS?
Yeah, right. So her shtick is she writes these books that basically portray, you know, not just liberals but journalists as sort of these traitorous, venomous people. And then the press turns around and gives her these platforms that they never give me and lots of other progressive writers we could never dream of getting the coverage that she's got. And then when then there's a blip yesterday, and NBC had a momentary sense of sanity and bumped her from Monday's show. I think she's going to be on later this week. Apparently there's some sort of affirmative action program for conservatives that they have to appear on these network television shows to help hawk their books. So it's rather presumptive and arrogant. And, you know, I wrote a book, Critical of the Press, and you know what? I wasn't that surprised when the press didn't want to pay much attention to it. She writes a book, like I said, you know, basically portraying journalists as borderline pedophiles. And if they don't have her on network TV, it's some sort of conspiracy. So, it's an interesting one, too. I mean, Smith, you know, I saw the interview this morning, and he sort of had a look on his face, you know, as he's interviewing Coulter. He's asking serious questions. She's giving back this idiocy. And it took him like 30 seconds, and he had just said this look on his face, like, what am I doing? why am I talking to this woman? How did we end up with NBC's sloppy seconds? And Smith, you know, to his credit, seemed, you know, fairly appalled by the whole thing. And, you know, he pointed out, you know, the reeking hypocrisy of her book and stuff. But still, I mean, if she's insane, then why have her on your show?
Well, why would you put somebody on? This is what gets me. Why would you put somebody on whose chief stock and trade is hate?
Hate and misinformation, yeah.
I mean, why? Why would do that?
Well, ratings, of course. And, you know, NBC and, you know, she used to have this open embrace of the NBC family, you know, MSNBC, CNBC, the Today Show. And then finally, last time around, she made some wildly offensive comments about Jews on Danny Deutsch's show. And he and the host suggested, you know, he should have never had her on. Matt Lauer said at the time, well, you know, it's going to be a case-by-case situation. You know, if it's newsworthy, we'll have her on. So now, you know, Ann Coulter is going to be on this week, and basically the case-by-case situation is whenever Ann Coulter wants to be on, NBC's going to have her on. Whenever she has a book to sell, they're going to have her on. But there's obviously nothing newsworthy about her book, and she has nothing to add. I mean, MediaMatters.org, we posted about a 3,000-word takedown on all the, you know, falsehood and misinformation in the book. So there's nothing newsworthy. It's just sort of let's have Ann Coulter on and see what hateful statement she'll say. And, you know, I guess there are lots of people who the networks could have on, and they can say, you know, lots of hateful things about all kinds of people. But, you know, as a general rule, that's not a booking policy on the network morning shows. Let's find people to say hateful things about Jews and blacks and gays. That's typically not sort of a programming niche that they want to fill. But when Ann Coulter comes along, they'll do it gladly.
But it's incredible how some of the public reacts to this. I mean, I wrote a post on my blog about basically saying this guy who sent out the Limbaugh parody song, you know, the Magic Negro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I basically put this post on my blog about how, why doesn't the GOP come clean? I mean, just admit it. Stop hiding behind the idea that, well, it's a parody, it's a joke. You know? I mean, you know, they're a bunch of racist pigs, basically. Okay? Not all of them, but, I mean, they have a high degree of racism in that political party, and they keep dismissing it as a joke. Some guy leaves me a post, and I compare Limbaugh to Father Coughlin. Some guy leaves me a post about how, well, ironically, you know, this started out in the Los Angeles Times and blah, blah, blah. And he goes on and on. And, you know, I'm not going to answer him. But what I want to say to him is like, hey, I don't care where it came from. You know, using it in that kind of manner is not acceptable. Yet the media just keeps backing away from this stuff and refusing to call it what it is. And I know you and I have had this conversation before. But if Edward R. Murrow were alive, he'd die all over again of a heart attack.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it's interesting, and Smith, to his credit, again, did bring up the fact that even conservatives, you know, prominent conservative commentators, you know, think Ann Coulter is insane. He read a quote from Rich Lowry at the National Review, I'm paraphrasing, and then Lowry said, you know, the deeper you delve into Ann Coulter's work, the less sense she makes. So even conservative, you know, quote-unquote intellectuals or writers or pundits or whatever, have sort of disowned her, and maybe the Republican Party should as well, because she really is just sort of this one woman wrecking crew, and she the comedy yesterday, you know, she got bumped from NBC, you know, which only happens about 10 times a week from all their shows. It's an utterly trivial event to get bumped from Monday to Wednesday, and so, you know, Matt Drudge does these big headlines and he concocts these clearly fabricated, made-up quotes from NBC insiders about how, you know, Ann Coulter is banned from life. And, you know, it's this classic Drudge exclusive that has sort of these comically too-good-to-be-true quotes from people Drudge just happens to be able to get on the phone. And within an hour, you know, NBC denies the whole thing, says, you know, not only she's not banned, she's going to be on soon. And then Drudge posts his item, you know, NBC rethinking its ban, you know, which never existed in the first place. So between Coulter and Drudge, I mean, their assault on journalism is almost nonstop.
It is. It's constantly nonstop. And it's just...
and the joke should finally be up, but...
But it isn't. I mean, doesn't that amaze you every day that it's not? That these people are taken... Well, okay, when they show up on NBC, when they show up on CBS, CNN, MSNBC, it gives them immediate credibility.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you know, the networks and the cable shows can pretend, well, you know, we're just, you know, this person's just a guest, we're not endorsing them or something like that. But, you know, face it, I mean, you know, they could invite people from the Ku Klux Klan on their show to have a debate, but I think they would be reluctant to because that would suggest that they're endorsing that person. When you know, it's a very small universe, the number of people that are invited on the TV shows for these political discussions. And when you invite them, you are legitimizing them in a certain way. Now, what they say on the air, obviously, the stations can't control or don't have any say over. But when you invite them on, you're saying this person is serious and important, and they're going to talk about current events. And Coulter is not serious or important, and she doesn't really talk about current events. She just sort of stitches together her parallel universe of how she wants the world to be.
Yeah, well, it's just a weird situation that you know, she keeps escaping. Limbaugh, I mean, all these people just seem to keep escaping no matter how far they step over the line.
Yeah.
They seem to be able to get away with it. But if you or I did it on the, you know, on the left, oh, man, would there be a smackdown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people on the left who do, you know, who do serious, legitimate criticism of the press can't even get, you know, FaceTime on these shows. But Ann Coulter just sort of makes stuff up and paints the press as, you know, traitor as well. And, you know, oh my gosh, Ann, come on in and tell us how awful, you know, how awful.
Yeah, how awful the press is. That's exactly right.
But you know, I think there are small incremental steps in the fact that, you know, again, conservative commentators have essentially abandoned Ann Coulter. You know, NBC has, like I said, had a momentary lapse of sanity, and but apparently he's going to have her on again.
Okay, so when are they going to abandon Limbaugh and Hannity?
Yeah, right. Well, Limbaugh hasn't been on in terms of Limbaugh appearing elsewhere. That's been a while, but it's funny, you know, Ann Coulter was on Hannity's show yesterday, on his radio show, and she brought up Media Matters, and she was on for like 15 minutes, and never attempted to debunk. Well, actually, she made one very weak attempt at debunking, you know, the fact-checking we had done on her book. And so she, I don't think she really wants to have that kind of debate. She just wants to, you know, create this sort of hysteria about how liberals are, you know, terrorizing America and terrorizing people like Ann Coulter. She on CBS this morning, on Sean Hannity yesterday, I'm sorry, she felt like she was living in Nazi Germany. That was her.
Oh, jeez. You got to be. Well, see,
because liberals are like these SS troops, apparently, that are just making life intolerable for her.
Well, yeah. And they're also filling up her bank account. Plus, on top of that, if I could have a chance to harass her, I'd love to do it.
Yeah, right. She doesn't really, almost no attempt to debate anyone else ever. That's really not what she does.
You know, I did debate her one time. I debated her one time.
Yeah.
This was back when she wrote that column about how Muslims should be converted by to Christianity sword.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And there was really no debate at all. I mean, she just kind of like mumbled out a bunch of gibberish and then said she had to leave.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she's not particularly swift with the facts when, on those very rare occasions, like Harry Smith this morning, when she's sort of confronted with any sort of, you know, factual question or anything like that. It's all sort of a vast conspiracy, which makes it easier for her to argue.
Yeah, well, I would just say to her, Ann, please, I wish I had as much power as you believe I do. All right. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 here, Eric Bullard, Media Matters for America. Let me just ask you one quick thing, and then we'll get done here. The Franken coverage, how many lies on this can we put out in 5 minutes?
Well, it's interesting, you know, the press certainly wrote him off, I think, is dead after Coleman had an extremely close margin of victory. But now, you know, the right-wing press, you know, the Wall Street Journal editorial today, Newsmax, all these, you know, all these places are claiming, you know, Al Franken stole the election.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you read this stuff, where does the steal come in? I mean, you know, it was the most closely monitored recount process probably in any state history. It was overseen very closely by the Minnesota state courts, and they ruled every step of the way. So basically, he stole it because Minnesota state law crowned him the winner. I mean, there's no details. There's no smoking gun here. I mean, I mean, what they are sort of arguing sort of this, this chaos approach. You know, if we don't like the idea, that you lost it. You know, unlike the Florida recount where people were ordered to stop counting votes, the Minnesota recount went all the way through, and the courts and the state law were followed to the letter of the law, and Al Franken won, and that therefore he stole the election. So.
Yeah, well,
Norm Coleman's going to go to court and try to overturn it.
Well, all I can say to Norm Coleman and the GOP is give it up and stop lying about it. Eric, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks, as always. Real pleasure to have you on. And look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Talk to you soon, Jen.
All right. Here's Eric Bullard talking about Ann Coulter and also Al Franken, who, by the way, was certified the winner in Minnesota. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. How's that grab you, John? He did win.
That's great. Isn't that great news?
Yeah, he won by, like, I think 241 votes. But he won.
Unbelievable. And you know there's going to be, I mean, what's Norm Coleman going
to
do now?
Oh, he's going to sue. He's going to go to court.
Exactly. And that's going to cost who money? All of us.
Well, check this out. The irony of this, because I know you suffered through this with me. How many times do we get laughed at when we said that George W. Bush stole the election from Al Gore?
And it was true. I mean,
how many people laughed at us though for saying it?
Everybody on the right did.
Now Norm Coleman's out there alleging that Al Franken stole the election.
It's funny when it happens to you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Irony can be pretty ironic sometimes,
Jay. It sure can. 9:22, 22 minutes after the hour, and John takes a look at traffic.
Jay, we got a late crash on northbound 25, really messing things up heading into downtown. It's as you approach 6th Avenue, seeing brake lights all the way back around Downey Street Bridge, stop and go beginning there. Also working a crash northbound Santa Fe after Mississippi. That one just cleared, though, so traffic is moving a little bit better through that stretch if you're trying to get on 25 from northbound Santa Fe. Also got a closure up in the high country. Multiple accidents responsible. Westbound I-70 at Glenwood Springs. Do have some detours in place, but that is going to take you some time moving in and out of the high country today. Got some snow going on there around the foothills. Lots of wind, especially on I-70 between Idaho Springs and C-470. Also on 93 between Golden and Boulder. Your forecast, partly cloudy, mild, and windy. Look for...
You know, one of my favorite places to sing is my car.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
A 1962 Cadillac on a long road trip. I mean, what else are you going to do?
He's Match.com member Crooner Cool, and you can email him right now.
Baby.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
In life, there are many kinds of love. With HD television, there are only two. The blind love you get with an HD TV that only gets a non-HD signal. And the true love you get when your HD TV is connected to brighter, sharper HD programming. Comcast can save you from the heartbreak of blind love with the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play. That's internet, phone, and digital TV with free HD. And access to over 1,000 HD choices with no equipment or access fees. Nobody else gives you that. Plus smarter home phone features and internet speeds that just keep getting faster. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up for the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play and save up to $240 your first year. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up now. Packages starting at just $114.99 per month. Savings claim based on a 12-month promotional period. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers with qualifying HD Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovephd.com.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight means same dates, times, airlines, restrictions, $250 maximum.
Panel is the affordable solar option to significantly lower your propane, natural gas, and electric heat bills. Install a SolarMax heater now, and you'll be amazed how low your heating bills will be throughout the winter. SolarMax runs on free energy from the sun, so all you pay for is the heating panel, which typically pays for itself within 3 to 6 years. The SolarMax is a complementary heating system that works with your existing system. When the sun is shining, the SolarMax takes over heating your home. And because Colorado sun shines an average of 300 days per year, you can heat your home for pennies a day almost every day. Plus, you can feel good about using green energy. Pay for it once. Save for the life of your home. Call 303-295-7652 or visit solargreen.us and schedule an install or free in-home consultation. That number again is 303-295-7652.
Twenty-six minutes after the hour, AM 760. Ooh, yeah. Rockabilly. Updated. All right, you like this, John, don't you?
Yeah, I like Stray Cats.
Absolutely. 27 minutes after the hour, breezy. High today, 43. And let's squeeze a phone call in here before we play an interview that we did earlier this morning with a guy who's featured in a column this morning in the Denver Post. Suzanne Green did it, and I hope you find it interesting. Well, let's go to Rob in Lakewood. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I love you guys' show. You do an awesome job every day. Listen.
Oh man, thanks.
Yeah, that Ann Coulter thing. She's actually a comedian, but she's not funny to most people. She's only funny to really hateful, disgusting people.
Yeah,
like her.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's two ways you can look at it. You can look at it that way, and you can also laugh at her, too. But
and have you seen the Adam's apple?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to, like, skinny drag queens, but she looks just like one. She's got, like, the skinny, sort of muscular, really bony drag queen look. She's got a penis, I swear.
I always want to say to her, Ann, why the long face? What?
And hooray for Al, man. Al got me into listening to all this stuff when he started. He got me into all this, and I've listened to radio ever since him, and I'm just really happy to, you know, the only good side of him losing was maybe I'd be able to listen to him again on the radio, but I'm glad that,
You know what, too? He's such a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you really feel his heart.
He really is. I mean, he's a nice guy. I mean, I've met him twice and talked to him, and he is good people, and he'll make an excellent senator from Minnesota because he'll do the right thing. And, you know, Norm Coleman, he's going to sue. You know, please. Come on, Norm.
That's chicken ass.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. You know what it is? It's just like these guys always operate on this standard, okay? They always operate on the standard of, do as I say, not what I do.
Exactly.
So when you and I and everybody else turn around and said, oh, listen, you know, George W. Bush stole the election from Al Gore. Okay, we're all a bunch of left-wing lunatics. But when it happens to them, now all of a sudden they turn around and claim that Al Franken stole the election from Coleman. You know, well, I mean, come on, what's the deal? You know, these people are hypocrites. That's all they are. Rob, take care,
exactly.
Man. Thank you.
Thank you, man. I'm going to be safe driver. Have a good day.
You got it. 9:29, 29 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk gives us traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound side of 25 in decent shape now. Just a little residual jamming from Park Avenue past 20th. Our issue, though, is a crash on the northbound side as you approach downtown. There after 6th Avenue, seeing small backups to around Downing Street. Also got a closure up on westbound I-70 in the High Country at Glenwood Springs. Several accidents reported there. And the rest of the trip in the High Country going to be pretty brutal for you this morning, especially between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Glenwood. Got snows falling in stretches, in that stretch, rather. Also high winds up along the foothills here in the metro. Your forecast, like yesterday, sunny to start, partly cloudy this afternoon, small winds, highs in the lower 40s, right now 37 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Choice is a good thing, especially at the freeway. Right now at Freeway Ford, get your choice of an 09 Focus or Ranger for just $10,900. That's...
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Our online lives are even more vulnerable than our real lives, especially when it comes to the nightmare of identity theft.
I called a year after I got my identity stolen, my lost year. Every day, another phone call to a bank, the DMV, credit card companies, it's like I had a second job.
Don't become a victim. Get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault. Protect yourself with patented internet scanning technology that alerts you of potential identity theft. And with ID Vault, lets you make your passwords, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Get total protection. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
Millions by transferring your prescriptions to Walgreens. Just bring in your bottles and they'll do the rest. Not only will you get great service and convenience at Walgreens, you'll also feel safer knowing you have just one pharmacy helping you manage all your medicines. Walgreens accepts most Medicare Part D plans.
In life, there are many kinds of love. With HD television, there are only two. The blind love you get with an HD TV that only gets a non-HD signal. And the true love you get when your HD TV is connected to brighter, sharper HD programming. Comcast can save you from the heartbreak of blind love with the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play. That's internet, phone, and digital TV with free HD. And access to over 1,000 HD choices with no equipment or access fees. Nobody else gives you that. Plus smarter home phone features and internet speeds that just keep getting faster. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up for the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play and save up to $240 your first year. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up now. Packages starting at just $114.99 per month. Savings claim based on a 12-month promotional period. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers with qualifying HD Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovefreehd.com.
Sid Barrett's birthday, if he's alive, we hope he is. 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. I could play this song over and over again. Breezy today, high of 43. All right. You can get everything on this show by podcast at am760.net. But I wanted to repeat this interview. Here's a guy, out of work, trying to find a job. Check out what he has to say about this. He's featured this morning in the Denver Post in a column by Suzanne Green. Let's roll it. Franklin, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Boy, there's a bunch of questions I want to ask you. First of all, any offers of work lately?
Do I have any work? No.
No offers of work at all?
Well, I don't have any work. I did have one small project that I just finished up. and that has been it.
Wow. All right. Let's talk about this a little bit. Who were you working for, and how long had you worked there?
Well, most of the work I've been doing in the last few years has been either in North Cherry Creek or in Crestmore, and it's all been high-end residential, large, nice homes in Crestmore or three-story duplexes, high-end duplexes in North Cherry Creek, and some single-family residences thrown in there here and there.
Okay, and so we all know that there's a housing slump going on, and that building, for the most part, is slowing down. So what happened? Did the company you're working were working for, did they just give you a pink slip? How did that happen?
Actually, I'm self-employed.
Oh, okay. So you were a contract employee, correct?
That's right. I contract out work, and so what I did is I had various clients that would hire me, and I'd always depended on word of mouth for people, or else make a few phone calls, and I'd always come up with a contract, but that all stopped. Matter of fact, everything really started slowing down back in March. So this has just been a progression. And what I did is the reason I'm out there on the street was because I needed to advertise myself because no one was calling me.
Are you overextended in debt?
Yeah, I'm in debt. I have not made very much money in the last 6 months, not nearly as much as I used to. And, my bills are as much as they ever were, and I never made all that much money to begin with, relative to all my bills. So, the pinch is there. I have more debt than I have assets.
High credit card bills?
I'm not very much into credit cards, just because I never liked credit cards, so I always try to keep those bills as low as possible.
Okay, did you lose your house?
No, I didn't lose my house.
All right, and it says here in the column that you owe public service $2,000.
We do. We just got a bill from him for $2,000.
And is that because you've fallen behind?
Yeah, that's right. They allow you to pay X number of dollars, and right now we're, it's added up, and there you go.
And you've got six kids to support.
That's right.
What kind of Christmas did you have?
Actually, we had a very nice Christmas. And so far as what happened is that the local parish here, St. Peter and Paul, someone or three people very generously, gave us $1,200. And my wife used part of that, not all of it, of course, but a few hundred of it to buy Christmas presents for the children. And my wife is very creative. She made a very nice, she's very good at knitting, and she made a very nice organic cotton sweater for my 17-year-old daughter, who's our oldest. And then we have, made nice toys. It turned out very nicely. It really did.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, but besides that, Christmas isn't all about the toys anyway, but obviously that matters, right?
That does. Well, it does, it does to kids.
That's right.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Franklin Salazar on the line with us. He's the subject of Susan Green's column this morning in the Denver Post. He is a former designer of high-end homes and duplexes who is now out of a job and stands on the corner with a sign. And what the sign says, "We'll work for money," correct?
That's right. That's at the bottom. And, that's just, I just do almost a throw in just for the fun of it, just to make it, it's light, right? It's to make it, it's a happy occasion insofar as why be miserable? And so what it is, but really what I'm advertising is the fact that my architectural skills and also the fact that I'm actually a very good carpenter and I know all about construction and I'm advertising, any kind of remodeling and pop tops, anything like that. Can I give my telephone number?
Oh, of course.
Okay, my number is area code 303-870-5943. That's 303-870-5943. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you letting me do that. But that's why I'm out there is I'm advertising.
Did you ever think about going into something else? Like switching careers? Because I notice here in the column, it says you're 52 years old.
Yeah.
Have you thought about, I guess I just have to switch careers and go into something else. Have you thought about that?
Absolutely. But my problem is where else can I make as much money as an architecture to try to support my family? And matter of fact, I guess I am diversifying insofar as I haven't done construction for, you know, several, you know, for, you know, a number of years now. And, but I know construction extremely well. And so I'm also advertising, you know, doing any kind of contracting work. So I'm attempting to diversify in that regard. And also, I would go into another field. If there's another field that I could support my family, I would be glad to do that, of course. But I can't think of one that right now that I really could.
See, that's the million-dollar question. And the reason I say that's the million-dollar question is because I've had so many people say, well, yeah, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to have a job. And maybe I should get into something else. But then they'll turn around and say to me, yeah, okay, but what is there to get into, number one? What do I do? And number two, how am I going to get the breathing room to go ahead and retrain to do something else?
That's absolutely correct. We're paid for what we do know. And unless you're very knowledgeable in a field, then you're not going to be able to make as much money, usually, as what you're into, unless your field's dead. In which there's no value in it.
So what does your 17-year-old daughter think about this?
I guess I've never really asked her. You know, she recognized the fact that we don't have money at the moment. But she's very stoic. She's a very, very lovely young lady and a very good girl. She's very patient. And has always been very understanding.
You sound very kind of laid back over this. Are you panicked at all?
Well, the situation I'm in is not good, you know, by any means. But, you know, I don't panic. That's just not me.
Were you living paycheck to paycheck before this happened?
As a rule, yeah, I guess that's probably true. I've always lived off of what I've made, and I've never made a tremendous amount of money that I had a lot of breathing room, you know. But I always lived comfortably enough.
Yeah, most people I know would be panicked because they are living paycheck to paycheck, and then their feeling is like, I'm going to lose my house. They're going to take my car. I'm going to be out on the street. But you say you managed to hang on to your house. How about your car?
Well, I drive like a 1991 Subaru. I drive an old car.
So you're up.
I like my old Subarus. Actually, Subaru, you know, these old Subarus, you buy them for $2,000. They run forever. They're great in the snow, and I think they're terrific. But anyway, that's kind of how I live.
So in other words, you're not upside down in your vehicle.
No, I am. You know, it doesn't matter to me. Matter of fact. I don't care about the possessions. I care about them for my family, but I don't care about them.
Okay, how are you hanging on to your house?
Well, actually, first of all, I'm renting my house, so I don't own a house. I lost my house in a medical bankruptcy years ago, and I've never been able to get one again.
Oh, did you have a catastrophic illness in your family or a medical problem?
No, I had cancer. And it basically, it didn't allow me to work for about a year. And other minor, you know, this is a minor work. And so, you know, I basically sold my house to pay the bills to stay afloat.
Do you ever sit in, maybe you don't, but I think we all have a tendency to do this. You ever sit and say to yourself, why me?
Sure.
Like the cancer, having to sell your house, now no work. Do you ever sit there and say to yourself, why me? What have I done wrong?
No, actually, I never say what have I done wrong. Well, let's put it this way. I guess I look at it myself and say that, okay, let me rephrase this. I have never been all that great at making money. That's just, you know, some people are great at making money. I'm great at architectural design. You know, unfortunately, the two do not go hand in hand. You know, sometimes some people make a lot of money out of it. Most people don't.
Are you art inclined in any way?
I have the muse.
I mean, you know, can you paint? Are you an artist?
I would not say I can paint, no. I definitely have. Architecture is an interesting art. It's not the same as other fine arts, although you have to have the muse for it. And although there are architects who actually can paint beautifully, but I don't think it, but it's not necessary. They don't necessarily correlate.
Well, I just wonder, because I know people that are making good money. All right, I know a person who's making good money. Don't laugh at this, but I know a person who's making good money, and you know what they're painting? Portraits of people's dogs.
I believe that. A friend of mine was once doing very poorly on a business and a building, and I told him he should put a pet cemetery into it just because people love their animals. It's a great way of making money.
Yeah, well, there's just I just wanted to know. Okay, is there any kind of job you wouldn't take? I mean, you would you take anything? It would be hard to see you as a pearl diver at 52 years of age.
Yeah, well, I guess there are certain limitations. You know, there are limitations of my capacities, but I'm very open. I really am.
All right. If there's anybody listening this morning, yeah, you know what? We got to do two things here. Number one, let me plug your number again: 303-870-5943. That's 303-870-5943. And we'll replay this interview again later in the morning so that people can hear it. For those who are not up this time of the morning, people can hear it, and we can kind of help you give a little plug. And if there's anybody out there who would like to give Franklin a job, it's 303-870-5943, particularly if you're into architecture, carpentry, or what else? Anything else?
Well, that's really what I'm best at. I know everything. When it comes to building, residential building, I'm very, very good. I understand remodeling extremely well. I'm thoroughly grounded in the art of construction and architecture.
Boy, it's too bad you don't have two nickels to rub together to start like a home remodeling business.
Well, that's the reason I'm asked. Well, I do have I own all the tools and so forth. As a matter of fact, what I'm doing is I'm out there with my sign, hoping somebody will hire me for that. And I've told everybody that I would very gladly go out there and and pound the nails. I'm very good at it. I'm one of the best carpenters I know.
What corner do you stand on?
I've several places. I've been over in North Cherry Creek, over on University and Spear. I've been across the street from Grayland, which is in Hilltop on First Avenue, and also at Mississippi and Bonnie Bray Boulevard. I chose those locations. Well, actually, the university is not very good, but I wanted a location that's a little bit slower. People actually stop and talk to me because that's what I need to do. I need to speak to people. I need to get out there and let them know I'm there. And then when they see me and if they're interested, to be able to talk to them personally.
All right. So where are you going to be today?
I'll probably go down to Bonnie Bray Boulevard in Mississippi.
Okay. So if anybody's out there today, you can stop by and talk to Franklin. And also... And you'll take $5 here and $10 there, won't you?
Oh, it's funny you mention that. I was wondering if anybody would ever give me a handout if they saw me with a sign. I've never received any money, but sure, if somebody wants to, give me a handout, I wouldn't turn them down. Of course not. I definitely could use the help. Matter of fact, whenever anybody from on the street stops and asks me if I can lend them money, I usually tell them if they take all their money and all my debts and put them together, they're going to have to pay me.
See, you got a good sense of humor about this. I mean, you don't seem to be like panicked, like I think most people would be, or depressed. You're not depressed over any of this?
No. My wife, she likes, she calls me an optimist that can't be, cured.
Well, I'll tell you something. Whatever you've got, you should bottle that and sell it. 303-870-5943. That's 303-870-5943. If you want to help Franklin, you want to give him a job, and we'll replay this interview later on in the morning. And please, let us know what's going on, will you?
I certainly will.
And listen, I'm not above this. If you want to call in every morning and give your what street you're going to be standing on or what the situation is, the street you're on. We'll announce it every single morning.
Well, I hope I have a contract more quickly than that.
Well, I hope so too. But in case, we'll give your phone number out and we'll tell people where you are.
I appreciate that. That's very kind of you.
All right, Franklin. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. That was done about 6:20 in the morning. It's a pretty shaky interview on my part, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
I wasn't very, very awake, it seemed like, but I was, and the guy needs help. Somebody give him a job. I think he doesn't really want a handout. I think what he wants is he wants a gig. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk, Turk with traffic.
The full recovery has been made so far this morning, Jay. Just seeing a little northbound residual jams on 25 from Downing Street up to 6th Avenue. That's where we had a late crash. But southbound side looking really good as you're heading into downtown. Our only problems really in the high country right now, we do have some chain laws in effect. It is snowing in spots from the Eisenhower Tunnel all the way to Glenwood. Westbound I-70 now reopened after several earlier accidents there. We do have some icy and snowpack spots from the tunnel all the way to Glenwood. Also strong winds from C-470 up to Idaho Springs and along 93 from Golden to Boulder. Going to be a windy trip for you too, so use two hands there. Your forecast, partly cloudy, mild and windy with a high of 45 degrees. Your current downtown temperature, 39. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University.
Oh, feel the jets, man. I love this hot tub.
Bob, get out of my hot tub and go get your own from Spa Brokers. They have the best deals, and they carry Marquee Spas, the number one tub in Colorado.
But
no buts. My family wants to get in. Now get out.
But I'm not wearing a swimsuit.
You've got to be kidding.
Hurry into Spa Brokers during their annual floor model clearance sale. No money down, no payments for 12 months. Up to $2,000 trade in on your old hot tub, even if it doesn't work. Showrooms in Aurora, Highlands Ranch, Westminster, and Parker. Go to spa-brokers.com, home of Marquee Spas.
Microscope every single move Barack Obama makes before he's president of the United States.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, I talk about them a lot. People often say to me, gee, you know, do you think you talk about them enough? Well, I talk about them because I like to turn people on to good things, and Rockies are great people. One of the best cars Mary's ever bought, she got at Rockies 2 years ago, I believe it was, 2.5 years ago, and that thing is still running strong. And the deals just can't be beat. I mean, you buy a new car, you smell that leather interior, you like all that stuff, or smell the interior, and you drive it off the lot, and then what ends up happening is well, it devalues. I mean, it drops like a stone. But at Rockies, you don't have that because, hey, somebody else has put out that kind of money, and you pick up the savings. They have their matching down incentive. They want to see your trade-in, and they'll show you the book price on any vehicle that they have. Plus, they have solid lines of credit from non-predatory lenders, and they're interested in talking to you. So whether it's Volkswagen, Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Ford, Chevy, whatever it is you want. They got a good-looking white, cream-white BMW sitting there in the showroom. Whatever it is you want, they've got it. Jaguars, Vets. I mean, they have the whole thing. All the way down to the very, very practical. Let's say you've got a family and you need something in that regard. They've got those, too. So they've got it all, basically. SUVs all the way down to fuel-saving vehicles. I mean, Rockies has got you covered. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and you'll see when you go out there. You'll notice that attitude. I mean, this place is not run by somebody who's 5,000 miles away. So you'll see that attitude. They're open today from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. because they're open every Monday through Saturday. 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos. I'm proud to be associated with them. They're good people. Check them out. 63rd and Federal.
I'm Jim. Starting a construction business in this economy, you need every advantage you can get. That's why my accountant recommended Intuit QuickBooks. He said it's small business software that'll help me track every penny. Money in, money out, so I always know what's going on. So I tried it, and turns out he hit the nail right on the head. I can see all my money in one place. That's good, because I'm building more than houses. I'm building my business.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
Marcia, what's with the grin?
I got great news at my savings checkup.
Your what?
The savings checkup I took at the Sam's Club Pharmacy. I found amazing prices on my monthly prescriptions, and I discovered that members saved as much as 28% last year on select over-the-counter medications. Plus, Sam's Club takes most insurance, and pharmacy staff are available for questions.
Wow, I've got to check that out.
Discover your prescription for terrific value. Visit your Sam's Club pharmacy Friday and Saturday to take the savings checkup. For more information, go to samsclub.com/yourhealth.
Malcolm Young's birthday of AC/DC at 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Breezy high today, 43. John, you like AC/DC, don't you?
I do. I wish I could have gone to the concert a few weeks back.
Okay, I want to hear James Brown, the Night Train. And you gotta play it before we leave the air because I haven't asked for anything all morning. Come on, man, get that Night Train up. Let's kick it out.
The Night Train.
I don't know how you cannot like this.
It's not that I don't like it. I just prefer my other. Well, maybe it is that I don't like it. I prefer the older James Brown stuff.
Come on, man. When he starts getting into this horn section, you gotta love it.
It's all right. We kind of went over this with our guest, Steve Knopper, this morning. He agrees with you.
You don't like that, man. I can't understand it. But it's a prelude to a new feature we're going to be introducing on the show where we're going to pick songs that both John and I cannot agree on. Oh, I love this part. We don't agree on, then what we're going to do is we're going to argue about them, and then we're going to let you call up at 303-713-7600, and you can vote, too. And I don't want to hear any grumbling or complaining about this, because every once in a while, you got to take a break from the hard stuff and have a good time. Man, I'm telling you, this is Mother Popcorn, and I'm a free man. Oh, listen to this. James and the Flames.
I didn't realize that he was a multi-talented dude. Played keyboards.
Oh, yeah.
Played harmonica.
Yeah.
He's pretty dang good.
He was it, man. All right. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. if you can stand it.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAA Home Improvements.